favorite against Georgia Southern. Now, Georgia Southern is coached by a very good coach in Clay Helton.
Clay Helton, sure.
You know, he got let go from USC. But this is how badly Nebraska wanted Scott Frost gone. They paid $16.5 million for his buyout. Had they waited post-October 1st, it's half that. It's $8 million.
Just two more weeks. And he would have saved $8 million.
But you lose to a 3-9 Northwestern over in Belfast, Ireland, and then you lose to a team where you were three-touchdown favorite in Georgia Southern. Nebraska's hands were tied. They had to get rid of him.
An amazing turn of events. Already two games into the season, Scott Frost out of Nebraska. Okay, one thing I wanted to get to was the pregame shows, the broadcasts of college football this weekend. Mm-hmm. There was an old familiar face, maybe the next head coach of Nebraska, was on TV on Fox this week. Urban Meyer, suddenly in the camera, talking about all things college football. Were you surprised that Fox picked up Urban Meyer?
Absolutely stunned.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A very pleasant, a good evening to you. Live from Las Vegas Ballpark, the Las Vegas Aviators playing game four of a six-game series. It's also a 12-game homestand. Game four tonight as the Aviators, on a lovely September evening at Las Vegas Ballpark, are playing host to the Seattle Mariners' top affiliate. They are the Tacoma Rainiers. Tacoma's played a lot better than they were early in the season, and they beat the Aviators 8-7 in Game 1 on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, they beat them 8-7 again. The Aviators, both of those games could have gone either way. But then yesterday, the Aviators turned the tables on Tacoma. They were down in the seventh inning, 5-2. They scored five runs. Some sloppy Tacoma defense helped. They made five errors. And the interesting part about it is that third baseman Eric Mejia, who had only made eight errors all year, made three in one game. And that was a big part of the reason why the Aviators won the game. They did get some clutch hitting, and they did get one outstanding defensive play by right fielder Dalton Kelly, who took an extra base hit away from Cade Marlowe with two outs, and the bases loaded in at one point in the game. And if that ball falls, well, you got three runs, and it's a whole different deal. So tonight, as the Aviators try to get even in this series, they send to the mound not Jared Koenig. Koenig was supposed to pitch tonight. He threw a gem last time out in Sacramento. But Koenig got called up because former Aviator reliever Sam Moll was put on the injured list by the Oakland Athletics. So Koenig is up. And so it is yet another bullpen night for the Aviators. They've certainly had their share of those, and they're going to have another one tomorrow, but that's another story. The one tomorrow was pretty much planned. This one was not. Miguel Romero will make the start. He is 2-1 with a 7.49 ERA. He's pitched better in the second half, but still plagued with inconsistency, but nobody ever questions his stuff. Romero, who is from Guantanamo, Cuba, will face fellow countryman Roenis Elias. Elias also from Cuba, 2-2 with a 4.99 ERA. And so that's something you don't see every day. Two people from Cuba opposing each other on the mound. So the Aviators against the Tacoma Rainiers, and the game will start about 12 minutes from now. Nice crowd here tonight. And we had decent crowds the last couple of nights. Last night, just under 6,000 here to see the Aviators come from behind victory. I'll be back with a lot more. We've got a lot teed up for you on the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show coming up after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Pointsephanie, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Aviator One, suited up in my Iron Man uniform.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are in superhero mode as we battle the Tacoma Rainiers, the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. On Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free women's purse, courtesy of Pulte Homes. Then, on Saturday, it's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight. Get a free Marvel comic book with a custom Aviators cover, only available at the game. A noon game on Sunday finishes out the weekend. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship Game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship Game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, Nassau's Go-Go pregame show rolls on. The Pacific Coast League standings entering tonight. Reno in first place in the West, Las Vegas in second place, 8 back. You have Tacoma 10 back, Salt Lake, that's the Angels, 12 back. And in Sacramento, the Giants AAA team 14 back. In the PCL East, and we'll get to some scores here in a moment, what a race. Two games separate three teams. El Paso's in first place for the moment. Oklahoma City Dodgers are one game back. They've been in first place much of the year. Round Rock, the third place team, is only two games out, and they were in first place for much of the early part of the year. Right now, the Round Rock El Paso series going on in El Paso is as important as any series all year in the league. They're in the top of the sixth inning. El Paso leads Round Rock 6-2. And if El Paso wins that, they'll push Round Rock three back. Oklahoma City, meanwhile, needs to win also. They're one back of El Paso. At the end of three in Albuquerque, they trail the Albuquerque Isotopes by a score of 2-1. And the other PCL game in Sugarland, they're in the seventh inning. Salt Lake leading Sugarland now by a score of 4-1 in the Houston area. As far as the major leagues are concerned, in the nation's capital, bottom of the eighth inning, Washington leads the Marlins 5-4. Ninth inning, Texas leads Tampa 4-3. Ninth inning, Cleveland 4, Minnesota 3. Also in the ninth inning, White Sox and Tigers are tied at 2. In the eighth inning, the Phillies lead the Braves 2-1. At the end of 5, Houston leads Oakland 4-0. Oakland does not have a hit through 5 innings. And in the fourth inning, the Yankees lead the Brewers 5-3. Also in the fifth, Reds 4, Cardinals 1. Bottom of the first, Seattle 1, the Angels nothing. Well, bottom of the first, San Diego 2, the Diamondbacks nothing. Dodgers at San Francisco just getting started. Earlier, the Cubs beat the Rockies 2-1. Toronto beat Baltimore 6-3. It was the Red Sox over Kansas City 2-1. And the Mets beat the Pirates by a score of 4-3. I'll be back with the starting lineups next, right after this.
I got Park Hill and West Valley covered on Tuesday.
At Marita's Pool Service, the current staffing plan doesn't hold water.
Three more neighborhood pools on the same day.
She needs more pool technicians to dive into work headfirst.
That's awesome, but now we're shorthanded.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship Game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship Game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Welcome back. Now, the starting lineup for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, managed by Tim Fedorovich. They are 66-72 on the year, and they're the Mariners' AAA team. Leading off in center field, Forrest Wall. Batting second, shortstop Dylan Moore, who's here in Major League Rehab from Seattle. In the third slot, right fielder Cade Marlowe. In the cleanup position is the DH, Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth at second base, Jonathan Villar. Hitting in the sixth spot, the catcher, Josh Morgan. Batting seventh for Tacoma tonight, first baseman Zach Green. Hitting eighth at third base, Drew Ellis. Batting ninth in left field will be Derek Hill. On the mound, lefty Roenis Elias, the Cuban native with a 2-2 record, a 4.99 earned run average. Now, for the home team, the Las Vegas Aviators, managed by Fran Reardon, who's at home plate right now with Tim Fedorovich. Fedorovich appears to be in a fairly animated discussion right now with the umpires, and Fedorovich was really upset with the way the game ended yesterday with the interference call on his hitter, which turned out to be the automatic final out of the game, and a lot of folks were confused about what happened. We'll go over it with you, but anyway, the Aviators are Oakland's AAA team. They're 68-70, and they lead off tonight in left field with Connor Capel. Batting second, the designated hitter, Jordan Diaz. Hitting third in center field, Sky Bolt. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Matt Davidson. Batting fifth in catching is Bo Taylor. In the sixth spot, the shortstop Kevin Smith. Batting seventh at second base is Nate Mondu. Batting eighth for the Aviators, the right fielder Luis Barrera. And hitting ninth at third base is Mickey McDonald. On the mound, making the spot start because of the earlier promotion today of Jared Koenig to the big leagues, is right-hander Miguel Romero, who's 1-2 and lost one with a 7.49 ERA thus far on the year. Don't forget, tomorrow it'll be Game 5 of the six-game series. And the last night game of the series, 7:05, because the Sunday game is a matinee at 12:05. Hard-throwing righty Mason Miller will start for Las Vegas tomorrow. He'll only throw a few innings, but he's an interesting prospect, one of the hardest throwers in the Oakland system. Anyway, that's the pregame show brought to you by Hash House Agogo. Now we invite you to stay tuned as exciting Las Vegas Aviators baseball in the Pacific Coast League on a gorgeous night at Las Vegas Ballpark against the Tacoma Rainiers, and it's coming up after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures?
National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander Card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash. Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when are the commercials going to say, talk to Jacob Taylor, the real estate guy?
Son, as soon as you're paying all the bills, it can say whatever you want.
all right, that's fair.
Jacob, do you know we charge no fees, no costs, and no money out of pocket for sellers until their home sells?
Yes, sir. We do all repairs, all the marketing, and giving sellers cash advances if needed to get the highest price possible for your home.
Plus, buying ugly and distressed properties within 5 days.
Over 7,000 homes sold, 28 years of experience, and the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy.
So call The Real Estate Guys today.
702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Welcome back. All right, we're just about ready to start this one. And for the Aviators, again, with a lot more relief work scheduled. They've had a lot of bullpen days. They've got another one today for Miguel Romero. He is making his second spot start. The other spot start he made actually wasn't that long ago, 2 weeks ago in Reno, when he pitched well against a tough team on the road. Three innings, he allowed one run earned on three hits, no walks, and a strikeout. 37 pitches. The most pitches he's thrown in any outing so far this year is 39. Two outings ago in Sacramento on September 8th, he went three innings throwing 39 pitches, and he really pitched well. He allowed a solo home run to Jose Rojas, but that's the only thing he really allowed in three innings, and he ended up getting the win in that game. Now, Romero did pitch in relief in this series in Game 1. He went two innings, allowed no runs on a hit, no walks, three strikeouts. He was sharp, 24 pitches, 18 of them were strikes. He only allowed one hit. So Romero, right about at the end of June, his ERA was over 10. Now it's 7.49, so everything is relative. He's certainly pitched better in the second half. He's had a couple of bad outings, one in here against Sugar Land, where he allowed three runs in an inning, one in Reno 12 days ago, where he allowed three runs in one inning as well. And then the really rough one was in Albuquerque on July 27th, when he allowed four earned runs in an inning and a third. But when Romero has had his command, he's been reasonably effective because nobody questions his stuff. Fastball 91, 92, 93, every once in a while hit 94, and a sharp slider. And every once in a while, when he's a starter, he may mix in a little bit of an off-speed pitch. So we'll see how long of a leash they give Romero. I think they'd like to get three. They'd be thrilled if somehow he could go more than three, but he's been a reliever all year. So you figure to stick pretty much with three innings, assuming that the first couple of innings go reasonably well. So we'll see how it all works out. Best laid plans of mice and men. You just never know, and that's why you play the games. Miguel Romero on the mound, getting set to start this one, 6 feet tall, 220 pounds. 28 years old. And his first pitch is a fastball for ball one to Forrest Wall. One ball and no strikes. Wall very fast. He's hitting 260, six homers, 38 batted in, 42 steals. And he lines one down the left field line, foul by several feet. Takes one bounce into the first row of seating. One ball and one strike on Forrest Wall. So Forrest Wall with a one ball, one strike count. And Dylan Moore is on deck. Miguel Romero with a one ball, one strike count. Wearing number 45, he uncoils, and the fastball's up and in at 92. And his Wall turned his back on it. Two balls and one strike to count. Very nice crowd tonight, especially the party decks, but even down below, a lot of folks here to enjoy this one. It is a beautiful night. The 2-1, that's a little low perhaps. Good-looking pitch. It's 3-1. And Romero falling behind Wall, and this is not a guy you want to put on. He's almost an automatic steal. The 3-1 fastball foul back. It's 3-2 now on Forrest. Well, he's second in the league to Bubba Thompson of Round Rock in the stolen base department. And not only has he stolen a lot of bases, but his percentage is good. 42 out of 52. 3-2. Maury Wills used to talk about that all the time. Because you can talk about the number of steals, but if you're getting caught a lot, you're really not doing anybody any favors. Ground ball to second. Right there is Mondu. He fires to first, and he gets Wall by a step. Boy, Wall can really motor. But he's out. One out for Dylan Moore. Now, we'll check the Las Vegas defensive setup for you. Behind Miguel Romero in game four of this six-game series. Matt Davidson is at first. Nate Mondu at second. Kevin Smith, the shortstop. And Mickey McDonald is at third. Connor Capel is in left field. In center field, Sky Bolt. In right, Luis Barrera. And Bo Taylor catching for Miguel Romero. Miguel making his 34th appearance, his second start, and his pitch. Slider in for a strike. Good pitch at 81 miles an hour. 0-1. Dylan Moore is here on Major League Rehab from the parent Seattle Mariners. Recently put on the injured list with a right oblique strain. And he's up there with an 0-1 count. Shortstop hits a ground ball on the right for a base hit. Fastball at 91. He just took what Romero gave him. Stroked it right through the right side. Barrera gets it back in. We're told that Moore, this is supposed to be a brief rehab assignment with Tacoma. Won't be here for very many days. But he's here today, likely in tomorrow. We'll see about beyond that. The batter now is the left-handed hitting Tacoma right fielder, Cade Marlowe, who in last night's game was leadoff, 0-for-5 with three strikeouts. He swings and misses strike one. But don't let that fool you. Marlowe put up very good numbers for the Mariners' double-A team in Arkansas this year. He hit .291 there with 20 homers and 86 batted in, and he stole 36 bases. Throw to first, and back in there is Dylan Moore. So this is just Marlowe's second game of the year for Tacoma after spending the entire year at AA. Ball ripped foul outside first. Fastball at 92, and he was very ready for that ball. The count is strike two on Cade Marlowe, who spells it with an E at the end, Marlowe. Marlowe is 6'1", 210 from Tifton, Georgia. He attended West Georgia University, drafted in the 20th round of the 2019 draft. Pitch dips in low at 85. One ball and two strikes the count on the left-handed hitting Cade Marlowe. Three lefties in the order for Tacoma, occupying three of the first four slots. And then the on-deck man Kelnick bats left-handed. Then Jonathan Villar is a switch hitter after that. And the last four in the lineup are all righties. Moore off first, held on by Davidson. The stretch by Miguel Romero. And the 1-0, the runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw to second by Taylor. And he is safe with a stolen base. So Marlowe strikes out. Means that Marlowe is now 0-for-6 with four strikeouts since he came up from Arkansas here. Dylan Moore with a stolen base. And the batter, Jared Kelnick, now. Moore, not a surprise. He had 15 steals with the Mariners this year, caught five times. So now, here's one of the toughest men for the Aviators to get out this year in the Pacific Coast League, Jared Kelnick. For the year, Kelnick's hitting .289 with 17 homers and 60 batted in. But wait, it gets better. There's a slider fouled off, strike one, or worse, depending on how you look at it. Kelnick is hitting .440 against Las Vegas Aviator pitching this year with four homers and 15 runs batted in and a boatload of total bases. Moore at second with two down, and the 0-1 to Kelnick now. He hits a ground ball toward the left side of second, grabbed there by Smith, who throws to third, and in there safely is Dylan Moore. And Kelnick is safe at first. Because of the shift, there was nobody there. So Smith, the shortstop, playing to the first base side of second, had a dart to his right to get the bounding ball. I guess he figured he didn't have a play on Kelnick, so he hoped that Moore would round third, and he flipped it to McDonald, but Moore held on the bag. So there are runners at the corners with two outs, and a batter, Jonathan Villar. I mean, Kelnick last night had a double and two more home runs. So right there, that's an infield hit. And here's the switch hitting Jonathan Villar. Runners at the corners, two down. the stretch and a pitch. Ground ball into right field. That's a base hit. Moore scores. Kelnick to third. Barrera picks it up. Racing for second is VR. The throw. He is safe. Matt Davidson laid out for it. Diving to his right. Just missed that ball. And it was toward the line. So Barrera had to hustle over to get there. And give VR credit because he just legged that into a double. Moore, of course, scored easily from third. And Kelnick is at third. Barrera made a decent throw in the second, but VR beat it. And it's 1-0 Tacoma for Jonathan VR, who came in at 283. That's his seventh double and his 21st RBI. Second and third, two down. And Josh Morgan hits a bounding ball up the third base side foul, fielded by McDonald near the coaching box. Strike one, 0-1. Morgan is hitting 297, only 13 games, 37 at-bats since he got here. With Tacoma, two homers and five batted in. Brian O'Keefe did the catching in last night's game. Here's the pitch. Fastball in low. One ball and one strike on Josh Morgan. Morgan from Corona, California, wearing number 21, slightly open stance. Off third base is Kelnick. VR at second. Romero's pitch. It's slider in the dirt, smothered by Taylor. Two balls and one strike to count. The ball is tossed out of play. So three hits and a run, and runners are at second and third with two outs, and Romero trying to mitigate the damage here. Morgan, with a two-ball, one-strike count, gets back in. No shift on for him. Second baseman Mondu shading toward the bag, and that's it. Outfield straight away, not too deep. Here's the pitch. Slider in for a strike. Good pitch. He took a lot off that one at 80 miles an hour, and the ball got in there at the knees. 2-2 with two on and two out. And Morgan takes a little half swing and settles back in the box, using his right hand to steady his helmet. Off third base is Kelnick. VR away from second, and the pitch. Slider swung on and missed, strike three. 83-mile-an-hour pitch with good tilt. So Romero gets two strikeouts in the first inning. Tacoma does pick up one run on three hits. No errors. They leave two at the end of half an inning of play. Tacoma 1, the Aviators against Roenis Elias coming up.
I did a site visit, and the space is absolutely incredible.
Estes Reiki Clinic is opening another studio across town.
But there's a lot to wrap up.
But staffing an entire office requires more than just deep breathing.
Receptionist and at least four new practitioners.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Chevy truck season, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find the truck for you and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of truck season. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Hey, welcome back. All right, bottom of the first inning. Tacoma scratch for a run on three hits in the top of the first. Now, Roenis Elias, Cuban left-hander on the mound. From the same, not only the same country, but the same town as Miguel Romero. And then this may be a first anywhere in baseball. Guantanamo, Cuba. That's where they're both from. Elias, a lot older. I mean, he's 32 now. Turned 32 on August 1st. 6'1", 205. Been a pro since 2011. He's really been around. Most of the time in the Mariners organization, he started there, and he's there, of course, now. But he also has time, a lot of time in the Red Sox organization and was with the Washington Nationals briefly in 2019. Roenis Elias He defected to Mexico in October of 2010, bringing with him nothing but a backpack. Here he is one step from the big leagues again. Here's Connor Capel leading off for Las Vegas. And the Katy, Texas native takes a fastball for a strike at 93 miles an hour, 0-1. Capel, since joining the team, 368. Seems to be a fundamentally sound outfielder. Here's the pitch. And it's a little down and away, 1-1. They picked him up from the Cardinal organization. And here he is leading off. Katy, Texas is near Houston, not terribly far from Sugar Land. Astros AAA team. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball up high. Two balls and one strike to count. I was talking to Capel for the game today, and he's, of course, first go-around in this ballpark, and like a lot of people, gushing about what a great facility it is. The 2-1, that crowds him inside. Ball three. Three balls and a strike on Connor Capel with Jordan Diaz on deck. For Elias, he's gone. This is his 36th game in his eighth start. 52 in a third innings. He's allowed 59 hits. 3-1 pitch, pull fouled outside first, right behind Jason Hart, 3-2. He's allowed only 5 home runs, so he's done a nice job of keeping the ball in the ballpark. He has walked 17, struck out 40. So those are all good numbers. Capel back in with a 3-2 count. Elias checks signs with Josh Morgan and delivers. Breaking ball, waved at and missed, strike three. Big curveball at 77, got Capel. One out, 1-0 Tacoma, bottom of the first. The batter, Jordan Diaz, the Aviators, right-handed hitting DH. Here's the Tacoma defensive setup. Zach Green at first, Jonathan Villar at second, Dylan Moore, the rehabbing big leaguer at short, Drew Ellis at third, Derek Hill in left, Horace Wall out in center, over right, Cade Marlowe, and the catcher, Josh Morgan, for left-hander, Rowanis Elias. Here's the pitch to Diaz. And a pitch, low ball, 1-0. Anyone who defects from Cuba has a story. And Elias has called the decision to defect, which required a harrowing boat ride that lasted roughly 30 hours, kind of a spur-of-the-moment decision. Diaz swings and misses at a fastball at 93, and it's 1-1. Said he wanted to obviously give his family better life, and to do so through baseball. He's on a crowded boat with a couple dozen others, including 5 baseball players. There's a broken bat liner in the left, a base hit for Diaz. We know, well, when you're hitting 339, you can get hits whether your bat breaks or not. And that time, the crack bat liner makes Diaz 1-for-1, and right there's the first Aviator hit of the night. The batter, Sky Bolt. So anyway, Elias defected from Cuba, leaving behind his parents, a brother, and 2 sisters. It at one point had been several years since he had seen them. Really a real ordeal. But after 30 hours at sea, knowing that they would be returned to Cuba and sent to prison if they were caught, Elias and his companions landed on the shores of Mexico. Here's the strike. Bolt, a switch hitter batting right-handed, takes a fastball for ball one. Elias said as soon as he stepped foot in Mexico, his goal was the big leagues. And they left Cuba behind. And Elias and the 5 other baseball players who sailed over, waited in a hotel room in Cancun to get the necessary paperwork to move forward. Fastball's a strike, 1-1. Eventually, they made it to Monterey, where they resumed their big league dreams. So he began playing for a team in Monterey, and that's where the Mariners spotted him. They had a scout there. Here's the pitch. Bolt takes a breaking ball for a strike. 1-2. Sky Bolt at 361 in a Vegas uniform. He had been rehabbing here from the parent Oakland A's, but then the A's took him off the roster, and here he is. Here's the 1-2 now. There's a liner out behind second. Glove by the shortstop Moore. He goes to second for one. Throw to first, safe. They get a force out on Diaz. Nice play by Dylan Moore going to his left to grab that one, and he flipped it to VR for the force out. VR, a sidearm throw to first, a little late to get Bolt. Took a while for him to get rid of the ball, and that's what prevented the double play. It is a force out that goes 6-4. Two outs, Bolt at first, and a batter, Matt Davidson now. 1-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Davidson. Matty checks a swing and a low breaking ball. They appeal at first. Nope, no swing, indicates David Martinez down there, 1-0. Davidson homered in game one, homered in game two, then tripled, his first triple of the year last night. He was 1-for-3 with that triple. Also hit by a pitch, scored a run, and drove in a run. Matt at 296 now. Team high 27 home runs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Took something off at 85. And a count, one ball and one strike on the veteran Matt Davidson. Bo Taylor, who did not play last night, is on deck. Davidson, 59 RBIs to lead the team. Bolt leads from first, the pitch. A drive high and deep to left. Back goes Hill, away back, and this one is gone. A two-run home run by Matt Davidson, his 28th of the year, and the Aviators jump out in front 2-1 in the bottom of the first inning. Davidson just teed off on that one. I mentioned Elias has done a good job of keeping the ball in the ballpark. That's just the sixth home run he's given up in 53 innings. And here's Bo Taylor. So the fact that they were not quite able to turn the double play in the Bolt ball is a factor in this inning. Here's the pitch to Taylor. Fastball's a strike, and it's 0-1. Bo hitting 232 if you add up Las Vegas plus Norfolk, where he'd been with the Orioles AAA team. Six homers, 18 batted in. He's at 274 since he joined the Aviators. He swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Bo Taylor facing the lefty, Roenis Elias. Roenis is R-O-E-N-I-S. E-L-I-A-S on the last name. His 36th game and his 8th start. Breaking ball. Bo takes a called third strike. Taylor can't believe that it's a strike, but that's the call. And that's the second strike out of the inning for Elias. And the inning is over. Las Vegas does take the lead. Two runs, two hits, no errors, no one left. And at the end of one, Las Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
Lexi's download the app to download Lexi's 4. All the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours. Truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, welcome back. After one, a 2-1 lead for Las Vegas. Well, last night, there was a lot of early action in the game. It was tied at 2 after 2. Rainiers led 3-2 after 3. They led 5-2 with the 7th inning stretch, and the Aviators bounced back to win 7-5. So 2-1 Las Vegas on the Matt Davidson home run. And a bottom third of the order coming up for Tacoma. Zach Green, Drew Ellis, and then Derek Hill after that against Miguel Romero. Romero threw 20 pitches in the first inning. 14 of them found the strike zone. And here we go. Green did not see action last night. He stands in and takes a Romero fastball at 90 miles an hour for a strike. And the count is nothing and one. Green played in game two of the series and had two doubles and five at-bats. The pitch. Line drive on one hop, flagged by Mondu, who staggers and straightens up and throws him out. That was a hard one-hopper. Mondu snow-coned it on the forehand side and then grabbed it from the lip of the outfield grass, steadied himself, and threw him out. Green hit that one hard, but he's out. Green opened the ball game with a batting average of .226. So one loud out opening up the second. And the batter is the third baseman, Drew Ellis, formerly of the Reno Aces. Right-handed batter, can play first and third, playing third in this game. Pitches inside, ball one. 1-0 on Ellis. Ellis also did not play in last night's game, but he played in the first two. The pitch is a little outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes is the count now. Ellis 0 for 8 in the series, standing in now. Here is the 2-0 from Romero, and as a liner down the left field line, that's a base hit. Hustling over to get it is Capel, and Ellis rounds first. He's on his way to second. Here comes the throw, the slide, the tag, and he is out. Good throw by Capel to Nate Mondu. Not even close. It's funny because just today, before the game, I was talking with Fran Reardon, and I asked him, I said, have you had a chance to see Capel enough to know more about his defense and his arm? He said, I haven't really, but I know he's a fundamentally sound player who hits the cutoff man. And right there, he was fundamentally sound, all right. He threw Ellis out at second base. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch is inside, ball one to Derek Hill, the former Detroit Tiger. Batting ninth, right-handed hitting left fielder, and he fouls that one off. Fastball at 92. One ball and one strike. Hill was with Detroit's AAA team in Toledo. If you add up Toledo plus Tacoma, .223 this year with six home runs, one in this series, 27 batted in. One of the great things about 21st century baseball, there are numbers for everything. The unofficial word is the throw from Capel to second base, 88 miles an hour. Here's the 1-1. Fastball inside, 2-1. And he wasn't even throwing off a mound. How about that? Two balls and a strike on Derek Hill. And when Matt and I were crushing the beef Wellington burger, that was clocked at 97. The pitch, swing and a miss. That's how fast we needed racing stripes on the fort. Swing and a miss, 2-2. If you haven't tried that, by the way, the Beef Wellington Burger here at Las Vegas Ballpark, they only make, I think, a dozen of them every night. They take something like a half hour to make. They are really something. On the far right field concession stand in the foul territory. Pitch inside, 3-2. Here's the 3-2 to Hill now from Romero. And is a grovel back to Romero. Knocks it down, picks it up, and shovels it to Davidson for the final out. Three well-hit balls, but Romero is finished in the second inning. He gets them out. No runs on a hit, no errors, and no one left. And at the end of an inning and a half, Las Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiplex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Bottom of the second inning. And now the Aviators are the 2-1 lead. Roenis Elias delivering. And the fastball to Kevin Smith swung on and fouled straight back. Strike 1-0-1. 2-1 Las Vegas. If you just joined us, the Aviators were down 1-0 in the bottom of the first and with two outs. And Sky Bolt at first base, Matt Davidson launched his 28th home run. He becomes the first Aviator to crack the 60 RBI plateau. Got 61 now. Here's the pitch. Smith takes a slow breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch at 76 miles an hour. 0-2 on Smith. Smith is at 238. He's got five home runs this year. Batting in the sixth spot. But again, as we've talked about quite a bit in the last couple of weeks, he's really picked it up at the plate. The 0-2, he tried to hold up on a pitch in the dirt, and it is ruled that he went around for strike three. So Smith becomes the third strikeout victim for Elias, unable to hold up on that 0-2 pitch. And with one out in the bottom of the second inning, the batter is Nate Mondu. Mondu starts off the night at 289, seven homers, and with 58 RBIs, he's second on the team in RBIs behind Matt Davidson. Fastball inside, ball one. It's 1-0 on Nate Mondu. Mondu last night was 1-for-3 with a walk, but he had a big RBI single on that 5-run seventh that turned the game around. He also scored on a double by Capel on that inning. There's a strike, 1-1 on Mondu. One out, nobody on, bottom of the second, 2-1 Las Vegas. The lefty from Cuba, Roenis Elias, delivering. And Mondu checks the swing, takes it low, 1-1. Mondu has had some of the best success against left-handed pitching of any left-handed batter in the PCL. He's hitting around 350 against left-handers. And he takes a fastball for a strike at 94. That evens the count of 2-2. Luis Barrera is the on-deck hitter. No breeze to speak of now, but you never know. That could change. The 2-2 fastball. And Mondu slices that one to the upper deck, fouled off to the left. 2-2 on the man from Tacoma himself, Nate Mondu. When Nate was a youngster, he used to go to the Rainiers games at Cheney Stadium. 2-2. Elias with a new ball. Has the sign from his catcher, Josh Morgan, and delivers. Breaking ball. Ground ball to second to his right is VR. He picks it up, plants his feet, and sidearms it over to Zach Green. And there are two outs in the bottom of the second inning. And Luis Barrera will come up now. Barrera, who was 2-for-4 last night with two singles, a steal, and a run scored. And that was important for Luis because he'd been struggling over the last week or so. But Luis is at 270 now with six homers and 41 batted in. And that steal last night was his eighth of the year. 2-1 Las Vegas in the bottom of the second. Third baseman Ellis pulled in tight at third. The pitch. Luis swings and fouls that breaking ball back at 87. Looked like a cutter. Strike one. They're playing him straight up in the infield. They're playing him to hit to the opposite field in the outfield and shallow. Derek Hill toward the line and left. Wall a couple of steps toward left center. And Marlowe pretty far off the line and right. Here's the 0-1. Luis lines one down the right field line, foul. Breaking ball on the inside at 83. And he turned on it and yanked it foul. Jason Hart, one of the two hitting coaches on the Aviators, along with Brian McCarn, coaching at first, readjusting his helmet. Down the way at third, manager Fran Reardon. 0-2 on Luis Barrera. Elias delivers. Fastball. And that one is lined to the second baseman, VR, and that's the inning. So Luis hit it pretty hard, but he's out. And the Aviators go down in order in the bottom of the second against the lefty, Roenis Elias. At the end of two complete, Las Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
Hey, Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. The 2022 Santa Fe comes with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Vehicles arriving daily. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer, proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
All right, welcome back. Top of the third, 2-1 Las Vegas. Leadoff man Forrest Wall, left-handed hitting center fielder with great speed, stands in against Miguel Romero. Good backdoor breaking ball for a strike at 83 miles an hour, 0-1. Wall at 259, 6 homers, 38 batted in, and as I said earlier, 42 steals. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the third, Romero delivers. Breaking ball, pull foul, chopped outside first. It is 0-2 on Forrest Wall. Wall entered this series having struggled against Las Vegas pitching. He was only 14 for 44 against them when the series began. And in the one game he played, and this is game four, in this series, he had two doubles and a triple in five at-bats. Grounded out to second, open up this game. Slider low. One ball and two strikes on Wall. The rehabbing shortstop from the Seattle Mariners. Dylan Moore is on deck. Then Cade Marlowe in the top of the third. Aviators get somebody going in the bullpen now as Romero has gotten to 34 pitches. Ground ball to the shortstop. Smith playing to the right of second. He fires to first and gets Wall. Smith rushed his throw because he knew he had to. Wall's got such good speed. So that's two ground balls to the infield for Wall. One to Mondu, that one to Kevin Smith. Playing to the right of second because of the shift. One out for Dylan Moore, who singled, stole a base, and scored the Tacoma run in the first and the two-out double by Jonathan Villar. Aaron Brown is throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen now. So as I said in the pregame show, they wanted to get three innings out of Romero. He's two outs away from completing that. There's a fast strike on the outside, 0-1. And the most pitches he's thrown in a game this year is 39. So he now, his next pitch to Moore will be his 37th pitch. Here's the pitch. Fastball a little low. One ball and one strike on Dylan Moore. Again, he's coming back from a right oblique strain. Earlier this year, Moore was also on the injured list with back spasms. One ball and one strike. And Romero delivers. Fastball chopped over Romero's head. It is charged there by Mondu, who gloves and throws and gets him. Good play by Nate Mondu. That's a do or die on a little chopper that got over the head of Miguel Romero, dying on the grass between the mound and second base. Mondu came swooping in, and Mondu's made several really good plays in this series, and that's another one. Two down, and here's Marlowe. Marlowe struck out swinging on a series of breaking balls in the first inning. Third baseman Mickey McDonald, the only man on the left side, in tight near the edge of the grass. And there's a cutter, swung on and missed at 86. Strike one, 0-1. 2-1 Las Vegas. Tacoma batting with two outs and nobody on in the top of the third. Marlowe, the snow-white batting gloves, waiting. Taylor offers a low target, and the pitch is a bouncer foul right toward the first base dugout. Bat boy hustles after that one.
0-2. So Romero now at 40 pitches, which is a season high, 27 strikes. Smith, Bondu, and Davidson all on the right side. Davidson near the line, and the pitch is ball one, a fastball to 92. Romero was headed for the dugout. He thought he had a strike, so they're going to challenge this now. Dylan Wilson, the plate ump, turns and taps his head, looking up to the board, making sure that everybody knows this is a challenge. Was the pitch a strike? It was. Strike three. So that ball call on the 0-2 is overturned by the electronic gadget. And that's it. So it's probably it for Romero. 41 pitches, 28 strikes. Season high number of pitches. And it's a 1-2-3 third on two ground balls and a strikeout. And at the end of two and a half, the score, Las Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY-46769 for 21 and older.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
All right, bottom of the third, a 2-1 lead for the Aviators. Mickey McDonald leads off, swings and misses strike one. Mickey had been leading off throughout much of the series, but they have him in the nine slot here. Last night, Mickey was 1-for-4 in the leadoff slot with a walk and a run scored. The pitch. He swings and doesn't get that one. Quickly, 0-2 on Mickey McDonald. McDonald at 298. Two homers, 16 batted in. Of course, good speed, as most of you know. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's in there. Strike three called. 85-mile-an-hour pitch. Knee high, outside half. So Elias has gone through the order once. He's allowed two hits. A single by Jordan Diaz, a broken bat single, and a home run by Matt Davidson. He's now struck out four in 2 1/3 innings. And with one out, and he's retired five in a row with three strikeouts since the Davidson home run. Here's Capel, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Ground ball past the mound toward the bag at second. It skips off the bag, and it's going to be an infield single for Capel. It bounced right by the bag. And so Moore and VR were converging on that one, trying to make a play. But even if the ball doesn't take the weird hop, it's going to be difficult to make that play. So the infield hit makes Capel 1-for-2. Remember, Capel can run also. Third Vegas hit. Here's Diaz. Broken bat single in the first, and he was forced out. High foul slice to the right. Zach Green, the first baseman in pursuit, but it's way back in the crowd. Off the hands of one fan. It's one strike to count. Capel. A bushel of steals while he was at Memphis this year. And last year, he stole half a dozen bases, spending most of the year at Memphis as well. Fastball is a strike.
Two strikes on Jordan Diaz. Diaz now is hitting 345. Three homers and 23 batted in. Bolt waits on deck. It looks like Romero's finished because Brown continues to throw. Looks like we're going to see Aaron Brown in the fourth inning. The 0-2 to Jordan Diaz. Go to first, and back in there is Capel. Diaz has hit safely in four in a row, and in this series, he's 6-for-15 with a home run and a double and four RBIs. High drive in a deep right center. Racing back, Marlowe going all the way back to the track at the fence, and it's gone. Jordan Diaz hits his fourth home run, RBIs 24 and 25. Las Vegas now leads 4-1 in the bottom of the third. Diaz hit a high, towering drive to right center that got out near the Tacoma bullpen. So the Aviators have muscled up. A two-run home in the first by Davidson. A two-run home in the third by Diaz. Again, that's four for Diaz. Two in this series. Hit one two nights ago in game two in the 8-7 loss when he knocked in four runs. When one out for Bolt, who hit into a force play and then scored on the Matt Davidson home run. Fastball up and away, ball one. One ball to no strikes on Sky Bolt. And the 1-0. Sky takes it down and in. Breaking ball. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Matt Davidson on deck. The 2-0. Bolt swings and misses it. That looked like a slider at 86. Two balls and one strike to count. Elias checks signs with Josh Morgan, back with a 2-1 to Bolt. The Georgia native hits a chopper to third, right near the bag. Ellis has it, throws across to first to get him, and there are two outs. In the Las Vegas third, Bolt 0 for 2 of the run score, and the batter Matt Davidson now. All right, here's the pitch. Davidson takes a pitch low at 85, ball one, 1-0. Four runs, four hits, no errors for Las Vegas. 1-4-0 for Tacoma. Aviators trying to fight and get even in this series. The 1-0 to Davidson. Matt swings through that fastball at 93. One ball and one strike to Davidson with Bo Taylor waiting on deck. And the pitch misses. Off-speed breaking ball at 77. Ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. Davidson menacingly wags that right the bat near the right shoulder. He sends a high pop fly. First baseway into shallow right. Green and Marlowe. And it's going to be Green, the first baseman, to make the catch with two hands about 10 feet into fair territory. Good play by Green. It'll go a long way. Tough play for a first baseman. Davidson now 1-for-2 with a two-run home run. The inning is over. But the Aviators get two runs in the third. On a single by Capel, the two-run home run by Jordan Diaz to the opposite field. Two runs, two hits, no errors. No one left. At the end of three, Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 1.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car.
See? Check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Right, it's Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. So now we've got the sun's already down here. Fourth inning, Las Vegas leading 4-1. And as we suspected, Miguel Romero went three innings. He threw a season-high 41 pitches, 28 of which were strikes. And in his three innings, he did another good job. He allowed one run, which was earned, on four base hits. He did not walk a hitter, which is very encouraging for him. And he finished with a total of three strikeouts. A good job by Romero. And now Aaron Brown will pitch the fourth inning to the middle of the order. Jared Kelnick, Jonathan Villar, and Josh Morgan. Kelnick hitting close to 450 against the Aviators, and he bombs one to deep right center. Barrera goes back to the track to make the catch. He just missed that one. Whoa. Breeze is blowing out that way. It looked like Kelnick might have gotten it, but he did not quite get it. One out, and the batter is Jonathan Villar. Matt Neverett is with us. And, Matt, that one looked like it was on its way off the bat.
Yeah, he did not miss that one by much. And with his track record here at Las Vegas Ballpark, I would not fault you for assuming that that thing was gone off the bat. I mean, Kelnick absolutely mashes here in Las Vegas. And Brown lucky on the first pitch.
Villar, switch hitter, doubled in the Tacoma run in the first. The pitch is outside ball one, a fastball at 95 miles an hour. 30-year-old Aaron Brown, lefty from the Southern California area, Encino, West Hills. Here's the 1-0 to VR, hitting 290, and a pitch up and away, ball two. 2-0, Aaron, a muscular 6'2", 239 pounds. And as we've talked about many times, he spent a lot of years in the Phillies organization as a position player. Here's the 2-0. VR hits one off the glove of Brown. Ball rolls to Mickey McDonald, who bare hands and throws. They got him. Whoa, what a play that was.
Villar incensed down the first base line. He thought he was safe. Score that one 1-5-3. Brown just kind of with an instinctual grab of the glove, and what a play by McDonald. Good stretch at first by Davidson as well.
Bang, bang play to be sure. And as you mentioned, Villar pretty upset. McDonald came racing in, barehanded it, and threw it. And let's not forget what Matt Davidson did. A one-hop throw, and he dug it out, and he's out. Two down for Josh Morgan.
Now, about McDonald, you say he's playing out of position, some would say at third base. He has looked as comfortable as anybody over the last couple of days since being tabbed to man the hot corner. Great play by Mick.
Morgan takes a pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. Morgan at 289. He's only been with the team for a handful of games. Two homers, five batted in. Struck out swinging against Romero. And Aaron Brown with the 0-1 look, and he rocks and deals, and it's on the way. Fastball, that's a strike on the inside corner, and the count is now nothing and two. Aaron Brown, six wins, four defeats, 5.06 ERA, but he's had, much like Romero, a better second half than a first half. It's his 43rd game. He's made one spot start. Morgan with two outs and nobody on, down on the count 0-2. Pausing, getting ready now. Open stance, right-handed hitter, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three call. Brown razor sharp, and that plus the great play by McDonald and Davidson, and he's out of the inning very quickly on just seven pitches. The Tacoma Rainiers go out in order, so we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas 4, the Rainiers 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
All right, welcome back. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer here, 4-1 Aviators, bottom of the fourth inning. And we've got the Ted Wien's trivia question four tonight as Bo Taylor leads off the bottom of the fourth for Las Vegas against Roenis Elias. Bo Taylor, Kevin Smith, and then Nate Mondu. All right, 4-1 Vegas, bottom of the fourth. Taylor struck out looking in the first inning against Elias. And the pitch. Fastball strike on the outside corner at 93, 0-1. Tonight's Ted Wien's trivia question has to do with players who got 3,000 or more career hits. There's another strike to Taylor, another fastball, 0-2. There have been a bunch of guys to get 3,000 hits. Well, it's one of the benchmarks for getting to the Hall of Fame. Here's the two-strike look, and Taylor waiting. Elias delivers, and it's a breaking ball low, slider, 1-2. But only two members of the 3,000-hit club never played in the minor leagues. Who are they? 3,000-hit club, only two guys, members of the 3,000-hit club, never played in the minor league. Who are they? Taylor drives one toward the gap in left center, and that one bounces and is going to roll all the way to the wall. Over to get it is Wall. Taylor cruises into second base with a double. That's a good piece of two-strike hitting by Bo Taylor. And that double brings up Kevin Smith with Bo at second and nobody out.
And Taylor, a left-handed batter, but not pull-heavy like a lot of lefties are. And he sprays the ball well to all fields. That one not only to the gap in left center, but with some serious pop. A no-doubt double for Taylor to lead off the inning.
Bo's third hit of the series and his seventh double of the year. He's been on base a lot in this series. Even the other game where he was 0-for-1, he walked three times and was hit by a pitch. So now, that's five Vegas hits. Two singles, a double, and two home runs. And Smith, a big swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 on Kevin Smith, who struck out on an 0-2 pitch, trying to check his swing on a pitch down low, leading off the second.
And in regards to our Ted Wien's trivia question, it takes... In today's day and age, a special, special unicorn-like talent has skipped the minor leagues altogether.
It really, in any day and age, pitch up and away, one ball and one strike, but yes.
It is much more rare that that occurs nowadays, of course. And I think the most recent example, not a batter that I can think of a guy that skipped the minor leagues entirely, was Mike Leake, who spent a lot of years with the Reds, also with Seattle, Tacoma's big league club.
1-1. And Smith takes that breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1.
But in terms of batters with 3,000 hits, never played in a minor league game, would tend to think older because of the rehabilitation assignments being just such a part of the game for a major league player nowadays. It was obviously a lot less common back in the day. That's a tough one.
Two balls and a strike.
It's going to be two names that everybody knows because they're both Hall of Famers.
Pickoff throw to second base, and Taylor gets back in. inside move as Elias fired it out there. And Taylor just got in before the tag of Jonathan Villar. Second baseman playing to the shortstop side of second now. 2-1 on Kevin Smith. High fly ball to center. Playable. Wall angling to right center. Taylor tags up. The catch is made. Bo's going to third. The throw by Wall. Bo slides in there. So one of those constructive outs. Smith flies out, but he hits it deep enough to get Taylor to third with just one out. And the batter's Nate Mondu.
And off the bat, didn't think that one was going to be necessarily deep enough. Great play by Taylor, potentially catching Wall off or by surprise there. And that 90 feet could prove to be big with the bottom third of the lineup two up.
Nate Mondu grounded out to second his first time up, stepping in. And Tacoma pulls the infield in. Bottom of the fourth, Las Vegas leading 4-1. Green and Villar in tight on the right side. Moore and Ellis in close on the left side. Ellis is right by the dirt cutout. Here's the pitch. And Nate gets a breaking ball, chops it foul at the plate. Strike one, 0-1.
A couple of names popped into my mind. It's one guy I know with exactly 3,000 hits. Did Roberto Clemente ever play in a minor league game?
He did.
So that's not it. The other name just that sticks out to me, and likely not correct, Cal Ripken.
No, he did play in the minors.
It's an interesting question. It's names that we're going to know.
Mm-hmm. You sure will. Pitch is a ground ball foul to the first base dugout on a fastball at 93. It's 0-2 on Nate Mondu.
I'll throw out one more name and save myself the embarrassment of going 0 for more than 3. Ty Cobb?
Nope. He played for the farm team in Augusta, which has happened to be his home state. He's just a kid, teenager, but he did play in the minors. 0-2. Taylor at third, one out. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, fly ball down the left field line. Hill moving over into foul territory, makes the catch. Tagging is Taylor. Here he comes. The throw is off target, and he's in there. Good effort by Morgan. A strong throw by Hill. But the throw was in fair territory by several feet. Morgan, a good effort, grabbed it, lunged for Taylor, but Bo, a good slide, and he's in there, and it's now 5-1 Las Vegas.
And that's a rare play where it's a great play all the way around. Great job by Hill just to get to that ball. And you mentioned it, a very strong throw. It was into the field of play, and the play ends with two catchers diving towards the plate. Who'd have thunk it? Morgan not there in time. In there safely is Taylor, and that's a big-time run for the Aviators.
Hill's throw beat him, but it was just off target. And again, a good effort by Morgan, but nice slide. And Taylor scores the run. Then Barrera swings and misses at a slider. Strike one. Luis lined out to the second baseman, VR, his first time up. So let's take a look now at Nate Mondu. He now has 59 RBIs. Matt Davidson leads the team with 61. Nate very quietly producing very, very well in 2022. 5-1 Las Vegas. Two outs, nobody on. Elias delivers, and Barrera takes a breaking ball a little outside. One ball and one strike. Okay, you want the answers?
Yeah, I think you've got me stymied. This is going to break up a three-night hitting streak for me on these.
Right, a few more, and you break DiMaggio's streak.
Just a little.
Here's the 1-1. Fastball foul back, and it's almost here, but it goes up on the roof a little bit. 1-2. All right, the two members of the 3,000-hit club who never played in the minor league, the first one to do it, was Al Kaline of the Detroit Tigers, who is still the youngest player ever to win a batting title. He won the batting title in 1955 at the age of 20. And the next guy was Dave Winfield, who reached the 3,000-hit plateau in 1993 at the age of 41. And Winfield never played in the minors. One of the great athletes to ever play the game. Pitch low, 2-2.
I was going to say, if Winfield would have been assigned to the minor leagues, he could have just quit and gone to the NFL or the NBA. He wasn't going to play in the minor leagues anyway. That's one that I should have
got. He was the Bo Jackson of his time. He could have played hockey, probably, if he wanted to.
Yeah, Bo Jackson plus a sport.
Yep. Here's the 2-2. Down and away, 3-2 to Barrera with Mickey McDonald on deck. I love that commercial years ago when Bo Jackson was doing this and that. It was one of those Bo-nose TV commercials. He's hitting the baseball. They show him playing football. They show him playing basketball. And then they show him trying to skate with a stick. And Wayne Gretzky looks at the camera and goes, no. Swing and a miss, strike three. Barrera's out. And the inning is over. But the Aviators Well, they manufacture one, a double, an advancing fly out, and a sacrifice fly. One run, one hit, no errors and no one left, and at the end of four, Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, my friends, welcome back. We're heading to the fifth inning. Las Vegas leads Tacoma by a score of 5-1. And now for your fifth inning play-by-play, here's Matt Neverett.
Well, thank you much, Russ. 7-8-9, due up against Aaron Brown. Zach Green to lead things off. The right-handed batting first baseman, nothing for one so far. Facing off against Aaron Brown for the first time. An economical fourth inning for Brownie, his first inning on the hill. First pitch from the lefties out of the full windup. That fastball finds the outer third at 94 for strike one. Green grounded out to second to begin the second. Turned into a 1-2-3 inning worked by Miguel Romero. Brown's 0-1, up and away for a ball. So for Romero, three innings, a run on four hits, and as Russ mentioned, no walks, a really promising sign. As Miguel had come into the game, rather, 28 walks at 27 strikeouts on the year. Now 30 Ks, 28 walks after tonight. Brown's fastball, 95 on the radar gun, but it's outside. Two ball, one strike count to Zach Green, 225 average for him. Playing in his 82nd game of the year for the Rainiers. Brown off the back of the mound, getting something off the cleats and the board downslope of the backside. SoCal native back atop the mound, rocking and firing on 2-1. Green takes up, and the count goes 3-1. So for Brown, who went 1-2-3 in the fourth, it was just seven pitches. Fly out, a ground ball out, and a strikeout in that order. It's a swing and a miss here from Green on yet another fastball. And the count goes full at 3-2. Five pitches for Brown here in the fifth. They've all been fastballs. Anywhere from 91 to 95. Brown consistent velocity on the heater to be sure. Here's his payoff offering. The lefty deals. Green takes up and away. Ball four. Wouldn't you guess it? It's another fastball. First walk for Brown and just the fourth batter that he's faced. It's the first walk taken by a Tacoma batter this evening.
Number two.
Green to first. He's no threat to run. Has not yet attempted a stolen base in over half a season of action. That'll bring up Drew Ellis from the right side. Third baseman wearing number two. Singled on the left field side in the second. Thrown out by Capel, trying to advance it into a double. Outfield deep. Barrera, or rather Bolton center, a couple of steps towards the right field line. Barrera's in right. Brown off the back of the mound. The throw to first. Not in time. And Davidson slapped the tag on the back of Green, who was almost caught napping on the base pass. Brown with as deceptive a pickoff move from a left-hander. He's got a couple different ones as well. First pitch to Ellis from the stretch. There's the breaking ball in for a strike. 88 on the slider, tumbling around the outer third. 14 pitches, 8 strikes for Brown, trying to induce a ground ball against Ellis. This one's up. Fastball missing for ball one. Mondu at second. Shaded up the middle. Smith with both feet in the infield dirt. maybe a step towards the bag. McDonald deep in the hole at third with Davidson holding on at first. Big gap on the right side of the infield. Brown looks at the runner. Now deals to the plate. There's the slider outside. 2-1 from Brown to Ellis. Ellis was at the Reno Aces to begin the year. Batted 217 through 42 games. Four home runs, 28 RBIs up in Northern Nevada. He's played 58 games coming into the night for the Rainiers. Runner goes. Fastball missing high. Throw from Taylor is not in time. Mondu applying the tag on Green, who slides in head first and safely. His first steal of the year on his first attempt. And that'll put a runner in scoring position. The count goes 3-1. He got a good jump. Caught Brown by surprise. Stole that one on the pitcher to be sure. The pitch was up in the zone, but Taylor with a good throw just a bit late. Mondu checks the runner now in scoring position as this pitch is hit off the foot of the batter. A little roller down the third base side and foul ground. Dylan Wilson out from behind the plate, signaling that's a foul ball. The count goes 3-2. Second full count of the inning to Brown. Again, 1-2-3 on seven pitches in the fourth. This next pitch will be his 12th already of the inning. The runner on second and nobody out. Aviators lead 5-1. Brown out of the stretch, takes the sign from Taylor. Brings the hands together at the chest to look to second. Now he'll deal on 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Brown able to come back after falling behind. Sets down Ellis swinging for his second strikeout of the night. One out, one on in a four-run ball game. And stepping in is the number nine batter in the lineup for Tacoma. It's the left fielder, Derek Hill. Grounded out back to Romero on a chopper to end the 1-2-3 second inning. Romero in 1-2-3 in innings 2 and 3. Brown picked up the slack in the fourth going 1-2-3. And one on and one down. Here's his first pitch to Hill. It swung on, launched straight back. Foul ball held within the netting on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Brown. 30-year-old left-hander trying to crack the big leagues for the first time and has been on the cusp of such an achievement for the last year and a half or so. Fastball velocity definitely upped by a notch or two since he joined the Aviators at the beginning of last year. This one's inside on the fastball to even up the count to Hill. So far for Rowenis Elias, 5 runs on 5 hits. A run on 4 hits between Brown and Miguel Romero, the starter. Lead with a no decision, didn't throw long enough to qualify. Mondu checks the runner. Brown turns in that direction towards second but doesn't throw. Mondu made a break for the bag, and Brown thought Green was close enough, not warranting a throw over. 1-1, with one out and one on to number one, Derek Hill. No win to speak of here on a picture-perfect Friday night at Las Vegas Ballpark. Brown's pitch is fouled off on the first base side, goes off the netting and into the Aviators' first base home side dugout. All in two strikes from Brown to Hill. Of course, we're in the fourth game of six tonight. Final night game of the set tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch and the Aviators' debut of Mason Miller. Top prospect in the Athletics organization. The hard-throwing right-hander called up yesterday. In the house tonight. He'll start tomorrow against Austin Warner. Another left-hander. 7:05 first pitch here in Las Vegas Ballpark. 1-2 to Hill. Hit on the ground to the right side. Over to his left is Mondu. Picks it up on a short hop. Throws the first base and it's in time. With Green advancing from second to third on the Derek Hill groundout. Hill moves a runner up 90 feet, but with two outs and a runner on third, Brown trying to retire Forrest Wall to keep Tacoma off the board in the fifth inning. Mason Miller really excited to see the hard-throwing right-hander tomorrow night. He was named earlier today to the Arizona Fall League. Rosters announced. Fall League begins on October 3rd, the day after AAA National Championship here at Las Vegas Ballpark on the second. First pitch to the left-handed batting Wall is high and tight from the southpaw Brown for a ball. Wall's grounded out up the middle twice. Tapped out to Mondu at second to start the ball game. Grounded out to Smith at short in front of the bag in the third. They're shifted to the right side of the infield with McDonald at third all alone on the left. Brown misses outside, falling across his body as he does so. Two balls, no strikes to Wall. out of everybody in the starting lineup tonight for Tacoma. Nobody's played more than Forrest Wall. Trying to get back to the big leagues. He made his debut with Seattle. He swings to this 2-0 pitch, lofts it into center field. Sprinting in his Bolt center fielder on the move, makes an underhand grab below the belt. Bolt was shaded shallow, and he needed to be because he came in on a full sprint and retires Wall to retire the side in the fifth inning. Overall for the Rainiers in the fifth, no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on via a walk. And through half a ball game, it's the Aviators 4, make it 5, the Rainiers 1.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop to build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Woo! Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet.
Woo!
Find new roads.
Place to buy.
Home of the. Woo! The LVCBA reminds you that when it comes to live sports, Las Vegas always hits a home run and everyone gets to play. Find out why Las Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. We're here at Las Vegas Ballpark, bottom of the fifth inning. 5-1, Las Vegas leads over Tacoma. Rowanis Elias back on the mound, and Mickey McDonald swinging at the first pitch. A ground ball left side, lightly hit. Third baseman Ellis grabs it and throws to first in time. Just ahead of the hustling Mickey McDonald. One pitch, one out. So far, so good for Elias and Tacoma. In the bottom of the fifth inning as McDonald goes to 0 for 2. That'll wrap the lineup back around to the top as Connor Capel makes his third plate appearance of the night. First appearance at the leadoff spot for the Aviators outfielder. Capel in 6 games now, 8 of 21 since being added to the roster. 1 for 2 tonight. He takes a big looping breaking ball from Elias, and the count goes 0-1. That one dropped right down the chute for a strike. Capel struck out swinging against the left-handed starter in the first inning and singled and scored in the third. He swings here, line drive that goes on a short hop underneath the glove of the shortstop Moore and into left field. Capel safe at first. A big turn around the bag as Moore scoops it up in shallow left field. Capel absolutely rocketed that one, and it ate Moore up on a short hop. That one looked like it had a ton of topspin as well, and it'll be ruled a base hit as such. Capel hit that one too hard to be ruled an error for Dylan Moore. His first game in a couple of weeks, playing tonight in a Major League rehab appearance. Capel now 2 for 3. That brings up Jordan Diaz, who's got a pair of hits and a pair of at-bats. Homer to right center in the third, scoring Capel. Elias keeping an eye on the runner Capel. He throws over there. Connor back in standing and safely. That one off the bat of Capel, 97 miles an hour. An absolute rocket that ate Moore up. First pitch from Elias to Diaz. Is swung on, hit in the air, high and deep to right field. Going back is Marlowe. It's playable just in front of the warning track. And with both feet firmly planted on the grass, the right fielder will make the catch. Back to first is Capel. Two outs, one on in the fifth. That brings up Sky Bolt. Bolt is 0 for 2, but he reached in the first. On a fielder's choice ground ball at the middle. He replaced Diaz at first base and then rounded out sharply to Ellis at third in the third inning. Runner goes from first. Fastball in there for a strike. The throw down is in there. Tag applied by second baseman VR, but it pops out. So safely in at second is Connor Capel. His second steal and three attempts for the Aviators. And Capel with Memphis had 19 steals and 27 tries. So Capel now 21 of 30 on the year. Good march, especially in today's day and age. Bolt took that last pitch for a strike, so he's behind nothing and one. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Elias misses low with a changeup. Ball and a strike to Bolt, former North Carolina Tar Heel, fourth round pick of the A's back in 2015. He swings, goes the other way on a pop fly, drifting towards foul ground. Over into the corner is the right fielder Marlowe. He'll run out of room as it bounces into the second row of seats for a harmless foul ball for Bolt. It does go as strike two to move the count, a ball and two strikes. In 42 games this year for Oakland, Bolt with a low batting average of 198, four home runs, 13 RBIs, outrighted back to Las Vegas to start the series. Trying to figure it out with the bat, although he has hit extremely well here with Las Vegas, a 361 average coming into the day. He swings and chops one, pulled a foul on the third base side. That was the curveball at 78 that he was well ahead of. 5-1, the Aviators on top of the Rainiers. Las Vegas looking for a win tonight to even the series at 2. Dropped games on Tuesday and Wednesday, both by an 8-7 score. 7-5 win last night, thanks to 5 Tacoma errors. Best fielding team in the league committed a handful of misplays defensively. Elias to the plate on 1-2. Bolt checks the swing on a foul ball that goes back to the screen. Bolt kind of raising the hands up afterwards as if to say, oh boy, that was close. Almost got him on the knuckles, but it's a harmless foul ball in that sense. Infield's deep. Nobody keeping an eye on the runner. Capel off second. He's singled on a ground ball to short. And stole second and reached scoring position. Here's another 1-2. Bolt sticks the bat head out and rolls one on the ground to the left side of the infield. Backhand grab by the shortstop Moore. And a long throw to first is in time. Nice play to retire the side here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So far for Las Vegas, in the bottom of the fifth inning, no runs on a hit, no errors, and one man left on base through five innings full. It's the Aviators 5 and the Rainiers 1.
Strike 3, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and, recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
We're into the top of the sixth inning here at Las Vegas Ballpark. It's the Aviators leading the Rainiers by a 5-1 score. Back out for a third inning of work on the mound is Aaron Brown. Back on the saddle in the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Thank you, Matt Neffert. So that pitch is a strike at 94 miles an hour, 0-1. Unusual for Brown to be stretched out to three innings, but he's at 27 pitches, so it's not really a stretch, depending upon how this inning goes. The pitch is a strike, and it's 0-2. All right. Brown is facing Dylan Moore. In his two innings, Brown has not given up a hit. He's retired 6 of 7, walk 1, struck out 2. So he's looked good. Here's the 0-2 to the rehabbing Dylan Moore. And that pitch is in there. Strike 3 called. Boy, you can't dial up a better pitch than that. 95 miles an hour, little down toward the knees, inside edge, and that's quite a pitch. As Brown puts away Moore, who's now 1 for 3 with a single, a stolen base, and he scored the only Tacoma run so far.
And Brown's been throwing the fastball consistently at 95. He's tickled that number before this year, but he's really, really firing it in there tonight.
Doesn't tickle when you catch it. The pitch is down low, meanwhile, to Cade Marlowe. Another pitch at 95. Marlowe facing Romero, struck out swinging and then struck out looking. Romero struck out 3, and it was Marlowe twice. Marlowe chops one foul toward the first base dugout, and it's a one ball, one strike count on Marlowe. So Aaron Brown trying to get it done. This is the first time that Brown has pitched in this series. So it's the first time he's pitched at home since August 27th when Sugarland was here. He got a win in that game. In fact, he got two wins in that series at Sugarland. Breaking ball low. Slider. 2 balls and a strike on Marlowe. Brown had a pretty good road trip. He pitched 3 times in Reno. 4 2/3 innings without giving up a run. Breaking ball up and in, and it's 3-1. Then he pitched 3 times in Sacramento. First 2 times he went 2 1/3 without giving up a run and only 1 hit. The last time he took the loss, he allowed 5 runs in an inning of 2/3, but because of an error, none of the runs were earned. But still, he was saddled with the loss. Here's the pitch. Fastball high, ball 4. Second walk allowed by Brown. 1 on, 1 out in the 6th. And the batter's Kelnick, who has an infield hit against Romero and flat out to the warning track in right center against Brown. The ball caught by Luis Barrera. For Aaron Brown, he is trying to complete 3 innings of work for the first time this year. And this is his 43rd outing. He's gone 2 innings several times. He's gone 2 1/3 a couple of times. And he's trying to put the lid on 3 innings here after Romero pitched well for 3. The runner goes. Pitch is high. Throw to second by Taylor. Good throw, and he is safe. Good throw by Taylor. And Kevin Smith caught it. But Marlowe, we talked about his speed before. He went in head first, and the tag on his left side, but he got his left hand in just before the tag. So Marlowe, we mentioned he had 36 steals, caught 10 times at AA. There is his first AAA steal. The 1-0 to Kelnick. He's going to third. Swing and a miss. Throw by Taylor, and he's safe. So Marlowe, who has not had a hit since he came up from AA, is making up for it here with a walk, stealing second, and then stealing third.
They used to call that the Ricky Henderson triple. And a guy like Marlowe goes to show why you cannot let him get the free pass.
1-1. 5-1 Las Vegas, top of the 6th. 1 out. Now Marlowe at third. The pitch fouled off to the left out of play. 1-2. Well, I'm doing this a long time. I've only seen one straight steal of home. Way back. It was a single-A game involving the a Cardinals affiliate that I was working for at the time. Just, it's one of the most exciting plays in sports, and you hardly ever see it. It's extremely difficult, obviously, to pull it off. The 1-2, fastball fouled off to the left out of play. 1-2 still on Kelnick. Power versus power here. Brown throwing 95 and Kelnick with a big swing.
And if you look at the box score from last night, Connor Capel got credit for a steal of home. However, it was a double steal with Smith taking first to second and Capel just kind of advancing on the throw that went into the outfield.
Right, you see that occasionally, but the straight steal,
definitely.
Oh boy, that's really, you hardly ever see it. The 1-2 now. Oh, and that pitch is a high fly to left. Hit well. Capel backing up to the edge of the track. Now moves forward to make the catch. Marlowe tags and scores, and I'll tell you, Kelnick will get the RBI, but that was manufactured by Marlowe Incorporated. A walk, a steal, and another steal. And the Aviator lead is now 5-2.
It was crazy. After the strikeout of Moore, 6 pitches later, there's a runner on third base. None of the pitches were strikes, and that just goes to show what happens when you can move up 90 feet all on your own.
And again, going back to what Fran Reardon said before tonight's game, Capel, solid fundamental guy. And right there, he went back to the track, made an adjustment, moved forward to get more oomph behind the throw. And the pitch fouled away, strike one. So VR has doubled in a run and grounded out.
Yeah, Cable was geared up to throw it to the plate, but a couple of steps in front of the warning track, and Marlowe, who just stole two bases, trying to advance. I don't think Bo Jackson, who we were talking about earlier, is throwing him out.
Despite that, good fundamentals. Pitch is high, one and one. You know, you see players, even at this level, drift on fly balls. I'm just telling you what the outfield instructors say.
Absolutely.
They say just don't do that. One ball and one strike on VR. And the pitch, a bounding ball back a second, but that's where Mondu is. Nate, right by the bag, fires to first and gets his man. So Miguel Romero through three innings. Aaron Brown gives up a run without a hit in three innings. And it has to be considered a successful outing for Brown. It certainly is his longest outing of the year. And one run, no hits, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. And the score now, Las Vegas 5 and Tacoma 2.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
We're back. All right. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. Bottom of the sixth inning. And the Aviators leading the Rainiers by a score of 5-2. Ryan Elias, the starter, still in there for Tacoma. He's thrown 73 pitches in five innings, 54 strikes. And he wanted to pitch the sixth. Matt Davidson leads off. Matty hits a drive to deep left center. Racing back hill, looking up, and that line drive is out of here. Wow, did that thing get out of here in a hurry. Davidson, second homer of the game, his 29th of the year. And Las Vegas just got that run back. They now lead 6-2.
Davidson with his fourth home run of the series. And I don't think he could have had two more different home runs in one game. One was a high arcing shot. That one a screaming line drive that was still going up as it cleared the fence. He's done it all. And Davidson really swinging a hot stick to end the season.
So, Matty, a multiple home run game. Here is Bo Taylor now. Taylor has struck out and doubled and scored. And the pitch is ball one. One ball and no strikes on Bo Taylor. Matt Davidson hit two home runs in a game in Sacramento on September 8th. He hit two back-to-back games against, Sacramento. June 2nd and 3rd here. He had 10 RBIs in two games. Rivercats, I mean, he was to the Rivercats what Kelnick is to the Aviators. Pitch foul back.
Coming into this week, he had four multi-home run games. He's got two this week, and it's the only two not against Sacramento. He hits the Rivercats well, but he's hit everybody well here at Las Vegas.
Well, one was against Sacramento on September 8th. The pitch is a swing and a miss. 1-2, good breaking ball at 78. Out of the hand of Elias to Bo Taylor. So Davidson is 2-for-3 with his pair of home runs, three RBIs. Jordan Diaz also has a two-run home run. Las Vegas leads 6-2. They have seven hits. Here's the 1-2 to Bo Taylor. Breaking ball. It's inside. 79-mile-an-hour curveball. 2-2. You mentioned Elias at the outset of the broadcast. had only allowed five homers all year. He's allowed three in this one. That last pitch has been challenged by the Rainiers. They thought it was a strike. It was called a ball. It's a 1-2 pitch near the inside corner. And now we will see the challenge result, the graphic, and
it's a ghost pitch.
Result, none.
But Bo Taylor walking back to the dugout before that challenge was even shown on the board, so Dylan Wilson got it in his ear.
Well, apparently it was a strike. Okay, so Taylor is out on strikes. Instead of it being a 2-2 count, it is a 1-2 pitch for a called third strike. Okay. 6 strikeouts now for Elias. Smith checks his swing, looks at a strike at 93 on the outside corner, 0-1. Smith has struck out and flat out to center. He's 0-2. Elias working quickly, Cuban left-hander with the 0-1. Smith hits a pop-up, first base way toward foul ground, hustling over Green from his first base position, backs up and can't catch it. Now the ball picked up by Marlowe, throw to second base, and Smith is out by several feet. Now there's 2 outs. VR, here's the good news for Jonathan VR. He tagged him out. The bad news is VR thought there were 3 outs. He's headed for the dugout. All right, that's got to be $10 in Kangaroo Court right there. It's a single for Smith. He tried to go to second, but he never really had a shot.
And he kind of got caught in no man's land. He was too far off the base at first to go back and had the momentum going to second, so he figured he would force the throw. It was a good job by Marlowe to recover. 9-4 on the putout at second base.
8 hits for the Aviators. 2 outs, nobody on for Mondu. And Nate takes a fast one below the knees, ball 1-0. Mondu's grounded out to second and drove into a run with a foul sacrifice fly to left, caught by Derek Hill. Bo Taylor tagged and slid in and scored. Breaking ball, that's ball 2. Good-looking pitch, 2-0. Get some Hash House of Go-Go scores for you. That scoreboard operating, the 2-0. There's a foul ball back in the plate, a fastball. It is 2 balls and 1 strike now on Nate Mondu. We also have several interesting tidbits for you on this date in baseball history.
3 innings from Miguel Romero, 3 from Aaron Brown, and now here's Jake LeMoyne warming up in the Aviators' bullpen beyond the right field fence.
7,817, so that's what we're talking about. We figured it could be at least 7,000 here tonight, and there are. Fastball foul back 2-2, the biggest crowd of the homestand so far, and we expect a similar crowd tomorrow, and why not?
Tomorrow, yeah, expecting it to be a sellout, if not right up on the cusp of it. It's Marvel Knight, Defenders of the Diamonds. Aviators going to be wearing Black Panther-themed jerseys, same ones they wore earlier in the year. Get your tickets at aviatorslv.com.
2-2. Mondu slices one down the left field line, racing over his hill, and the ball lands on the warning track in foul ground and hops up into the stands. And the count 2-2 still on Nate Mondu. Eighth inning, Oklahoma City's open up a 12-4 lead at Albuquerque as that Eastern Division race is just an amazing race. Reno beats Sacramento 9-2. So the Aviators need to win to stay 8 back of Reno. Here is the 2-2 pitch to Nate Mondu. Elias delivers. Fastball hit in the air foul to the left. That's going to go way back out of play. Still 2-2.
And I'll be interested to see what Reno and Sacramento do. They've got 2 games they still need to make up. So very likely going to be playing back-to-back doubleheaders tomorrow and Sunday. The question is where?
That is the question. Salt Lake beat Sugar Land 8-2. El Paso, a big win. They knocked off Round Rock 9-3. So El Paso fortifies its first place lead. Breaking ball. Mondu swings and misses, and down he goes. The Aviators get a run on the Matt Davidson homer, his second of the game, 29th of the year. 1 run, 2 hits. No errors and no one left. And we now go to the 7th inning. Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
All right.
Hey, welcome back, friends. Yes, we are now in the seventh inning, and a lively, colorful crowd out here at Las Vegas Ballpark, 7,817 strong, sitting in to see this one, fourth game of the series. And it's been a tight series. I mean, Tacoma won the first game 8-7. As an encore, they won the second game by the same score, 8-7. Las Vegas rallied in the seventh inning to come from behind to win last night 7-5. And the Aviators have led for most of this game now. They lead 6-2 into the seventh inning. So on a bullpen night, a night where Jared Koenig was supposed to pitch, you'd have to say that Miguel Romero, who went three, and Aaron Brown, who went three, combined to do about as well as Koenig would normally do. Brown allowed one run in his three innings of work, earned no hits, two walks, three strikeouts. Romero went three, gave up a run. Brown goes three, gives up a run. And here's Jake LeMoyne, grumbled on the third baseline, back into the line by McDonald. He fires across to first, one pitch and one out. Catcher Josh Morgan had struck out twice previously. He chops right-hander Jake LeMoyne's pitch to third baseman Mickey McDonald, who makes the long throw across the diamond to Davidson, one out. Jake LeMoyne. LeMoyne fastball 92-93 generally, slider 6'4", 225, 28 years old. Was with Round Rock last year where he was teammates with Colin Wiles, former Aviator, now Oakland Athletic pitcher. Here is Zach Green on the way. Pitches a little up and away, ball one, 1-0. So for Jake LeMoyne, he has been in 21 games before tonight, one spot start. He is 2-0 with a 5.20 ERA in 27 and two-thirds innings. Here's his 1-0 pitch to Zach Green. And a good slider. Swung on and missed, 1-1. Green against Romero grounded out sharply to Nate Mondu leading off the second. Nate made a good play to get him. Then against Brown, he walked and stole a base in the fifth. Drew Ellis on deck. LeMoyne set in the pitch. And there's his strike. That pitch cutting away from him at 90 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes is the count. LeMoyne had some big league time this year with Oakland. Now he's ready with a 1-2. And that slider down low, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Adam Kalera gets up now in the Las Vegas bullpen out in right field. LeMoyne pitching for the second time in the series. He worked three nights ago. Inning and two-thirds, no runs, three hits through 28 pitches. And he's in there again. Pitches a little up and away at 92. Count falls up at 3-2 now. Fills up to Zach Green, but Ellis waiting on deck. Base is empty, one out, seventh inning. Las Vegas with a 6-2 lead. Aviators with three home runs in this game, two by first baseman Matt Davidson, the other by Jordan Diaz. Swing and a miss, strike three. He went away with a fastball at 91. Green going after it with a 3-2 count, and LeMoyne strikes him out. The batter Drew Ellis, who has singled against Romero and struck out against Aaron Brown. LeMoyne is from Bridge City, Texas, which is a city in Orange County, Texas, about 100 miles east of Houston near the Gulf of Mexico. A town of about 10,000 folks. Borders the Neches River and Cow Bayou. Here's the pitch. And it's down low. Ball one to Drew Ellis. Bridge City, part of the Beaumont, Port Arthur metro area. Big part of the petroleum industry down there. Here's the 1-0 to Drew Ellis. Swing and a miss. Fastball. One ball and one strike. Ellis singled to left in the second against Romero. And when he tried to stretch it into two bases, Connor Capel threw him out. And then Brown struck him out in the fifth. Ellis is 1 out of 10 in the series, hitting .212, but he's got 14 home runs, four of them against the Aviators. 57 RBIs. Pitch is low. 2-1 now. Now the 2-1. Slider, foul back, 84 miles an hour. Two balls and two strikes is the count now. But that's an area where they are, of Texas, where they've had a lot of hurricanes and tropical storms. It's kind of the way it is. Here is the 2-2 to Ellis, and he takes a low. Ball three. 3-2. Some other athletes from there. Former NFL kicker Matt Bryant, the Atlanta Falcons from there. Former prize fighter Tex Cobb from that area also. Here now is the 3-2 to Drew Ellis. LeMoyne deals. High pop-up on the right side. First baseman Davidson, both feet on the dirt, waiting. He moves to his right and stays with it and makes the catch. That major league pop-up. LeMoyne comes in and gets all three out, throwing 13 pitches in the process. And the Rainiers go out in order in their half of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch. Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together, we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
All right, we hit to the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 6-2. Roenis Elias still out there. He only made seven starts all year until tonight. He had 35 appearances overall, but Elias now 87 pitches, 65 strikes. Pitch number 88 is up and in. Ball one to Luis Barrera. Barrera 0-2. Lined to second and struck out. The number 9 hitter on deck, Mickey McDonald. And leadoff man, Connor Capel. All left-handed batters. Fastball way inside. Barrera moving back out of the way. 2-0. Roenis Elias. Talked about him before from Guantanamo, Cuba. Made his big league debut in 2014. Big league time of the Red Sox and the Washington Nationals. And the pitch is high. It's 3-0 on the speedy Luis Barrera. Elias pitched 2 years for Guantanamo in the Cuban National Series for defecting in 2010. The pitch. That's a strike. 3-1 on Barrera. Left-hander Kyle Bird, who's pitched once in the series, starts to get loose now in the Tacoma bullpen out in right center field. Bottom of the seventh inning, Las Vegas leading 6-2. Three balls and a strike on Barrera. And Elias with a sign from Morgan. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. That is the first man he's walked, which is one of the reasons why he's still pitching in the seventh inning. Just the one walk The batter's McDonald. Mickey has struck out. Then he hit a sharp ground ball that Elias deflected to the third baseman Ellis, who threw him out. This is Elias' third stint with the Mariners. Fastball strike on the outside corner, 0-1. He's been with him and been released a couple of other times. And as recently as June 20th of this year, he was designated for assignment by Seattle. Pitch is a called strike toward the outside. McDonald backing out of there. The count is 0-2. Elias missed all of last year with Tommy John surgery. Back now. Barrera at first, 8 steals, including one last night. And McDonald swings and misses and strikes out on a slow breaking ball at 77 miles an hour. So Mickey 0 for 3. And with one out, the batter Connor Capel. Eight strikeouts for Elias. One on, one out for Capel, who has struck out, single and scored, and single again. 2 for 3. Mentioned PCL scores. We have a bunch of big league scores, too. Throw to first, and Barrera, 8 out of 12 in the stolen base department, is back in safely. 8 out of 11, actually. There you go. Ninth inning. Brewers lead the Yankees now 6-5. Milwaukee's battle back and trying to take one away from the Yankees in Milwaukee. Sixth inning. Angels lead Seattle 5-4 now. Breaking ball, swing and a miss by Capel. Strike one. Seventh inning in Phoenix. San Diego leads the Diamondbacks 7-1. Fifth inning in San Francisco. The Dodgers and Dustin May lead the Giants 4-0. Giants are batting in the bottom of the fifth against May, and May's not given up a hit yet. Pitch is a little outside. Another breaking ball. 1-1 on Capel. At Wrigley, the Cubs beat the Rockies 2-1. Washington, a home win over the Marlins 5-4. Toronto beat Baltimore 6-3. Red Sox playing at home beat Kansas City 2-1. Fastball. Capel fouls that one back. 1-2, 94 miles an hour. Seventh inning, 6-2 Las Vegas. Mets beat the Pirates 4-3. Texas, a 4-3 winner in Tampa over the Rays. Cleveland beat Minnesota 4-3. In 10 innings, Detroit, a 3-2 win at home over the White Sox. Atlanta beat the Phillies 7-2. Capel hits a pop-up foul. Third baseway. Ellis at the line. Ellis in foul ground. He's got it. Two down. Capel is now 2 for 4. With that foul out on the batter is Jordan Diaz, who is 2 for 3. Cardinals beat the Reds 6-5, and Justin Verlander was too much for the Oakland Athletics. And Houston, playing at home, shut out the A's on 3 hits. 5-0. Adrian Martinez was the loser. He's 4-5 with a 5.77 ERA now since being called up from Las Vegas. Verlander's now 17-3 with an ERA under 1.8. The ageless wonder, Justin Verlander, just keeps, like the Energizer Bunny, just keeps going and going. Fastball strike to Diaz, who has singled, homered, and flat out to deep right. Barrera at first, two down, bottom of the seventh. Las Vegas leading 6-2. The pitch. Breaking ball lifted down the right field line, slicing foul, and it'll go back into the seats. Marlowe racing over there, but the ball was back in the stands. Sean Murphy had two of the hits, lifting his average to 255, and Nick Allen had the other hit. Nick's at 205. Langeliers, 209. Jonah Bride's at 224. Dermis Garcia's at 270. And Bimel Machin at 220. Updated batting averages. Adrian Martinez went 5 innings, allowed 4 runs earned on 4 hits. 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. His record now 4-5. And Jared Koenig did pitch in relief in that game. Supposed to pitch here tonight. Pitch high, ball 1. Koenig in 3 innings acquitted himself well. 1 run earned on 4 hits. No walks, 2 strikeouts. And Jared, 55 pitches, 33 strikes. Verlander went 5 innings, did not give up a hit to the A's. Walk 1, struck out 9. Pitch bounces in. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jordan Diaz. So for the moment, you're up to date on the scoreboard. Elias, now 103 pitches, 74 strikes. So Diaz, .348 average now. His home run earlier was his fourth, and he's got 25 RBIs. Off first base is Barrera, the pitch. Breaking ball, he tried to hold up. Did he go? No. Appeal at first, and he almost went around. David Martinez said, not quite. Count fills up at 3-2 now. Diaz, I mentioned the 25 RBIs. This is only his 26th game. So he's basically averaging an RBI per game, and there's nothing wrong with a pace like that in terms of offensive production. Here is the 3-2. Barrera goes. The pitch bounces in, ball four. So Diaz is on base again. So Elias hadn't walked anybody in six innings. He's walked two here. And we'll see if they leave him in to face Sky Bolt or if they go to Bird, who's been throwing in the bullpen for a few minutes now. My guess is they're going to go to Bird because Morgan's going to the mound in part to give Bird more time to get ready. And Jack Green walks over, and so does Dylan Moore. Now Morgan's heading back behind the plate. Bolt has been announced. Sky has reached on a fielder's choice and scored. Grounded a third and grounded a short. He's 0-3 with a run scored. Interesting song by Queen they're playing now. Okay. 2-on, 2-out in the seventh inning. 6-2 Aviators, and they're going to leave Elias in. He's thrown 105 pitches. 74 strikes. Here's Bolt. Pitch down and in. Breaking ball. Slider, 1-0, 84 miles an hour. Barrera, good speed at second, taking his lead there. The runner at first is Jordan Diaz. 1-0 on Bolt, hitting .344. And the pitch is high. Fastball at 92, ball two, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Sky Bolt. Switch hitter batting right-handed. 2-on, 2-out. Elias, 108th pitch, is foul back out of play. A fastball, 2-1. Talked to Sky briefly today, and he said, I mean, you know, sometimes guy gets taken off a big league roster, and he might understandably not be overjoyed, I'm sure. It's always disappointing news, but this guy said, look, I'm just doing what I do. I'm here to play ball. I'm going to play and give it my best. Roll the dice and see what I come up with. Barrera leads off second. Diaz at first. Elias now delivering in the pitch. Breaking ball. Fouled off to the right, off the screen. Bolt got a hanging breaking ball at 77. Fouled it away, 77 miles an hour. So the next pitch for Elias will be number 110. I think this is the most pitches thrown in a game against the Aviators this year. Six, two, Las Vegas in the bottom of the seventh. Two on, two out, and a 2-2 count. Elias ready, here he comes. Fastball foul back. He'll do it again. With the deuces wild at 2-2 with two outs and two runners on base. On deck, Matt Davidson. So a little over 7,800 here, and they've been enjoying themselves so far. Beautiful night. The Aviators have played well to this point. And even without Jared Koenig, pitching has been good. Romero, Brown, LeMoyne have all pitched well. 2-2. Drive hit to left, hooking toward the line. Hill going back in the ball, and it's over his head. It hits the wall, rolls past him, all the way toward the infield. Barrera scores. Here comes Diaz. He'll score in a two-run double by Bolt. It is 8-2 Las Vegas. The best that Derek Hill could hope for was that the ball was going to hit the ground first, but it did not. It hit the wall. When it hit the wall, it rolled right by him. So that enabled not only Barrera, who was going to score anyway, to score, but it also enabled Diaz to score. So they cash in the two walks thanks to the wall ball by Sky Bolt, and that's it for Elias. I think 111 pitches. And you can't push it much more than that, no matter who you are. So we have a break in the action. Lefty Kyle Bird will face Matt Davidson when we return. Seventh inning, and Las Vegas now with an 8-2 lead. We'll be back with more after this.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when are the commercials going to say, talk to Jacob Taylor, the real estate guy?
Son, as soon as you're paying all the bills, it can say whatever you want.
All right, that's fair.
Jacob, do you know we charge no fees, no costs, and no money out of pocket for sellers until their home sells?
Yes, sir. We do all repairs, all the marketing, and giving sellers cash advances if needed to get the highest price possible for your home.
Plus, buying ugly and distressed properties within 5 days.
Over 7,000 homes sold, 28 years of experience, and the number one brand in Nevada, the Real Estate Guy.
So call the Real Estate Guys today.
702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
Little cheap trick there with stiff competition. The competition has been stiff enough for the Tacoma Rainiers to win the first two games by the identical 8-7 score. It looked like they were going to go 3-0 yesterday. They were ahead 5-2 at the seventh inning stretch. The Aviators bounce back for the win, and they lead this one 8-2. Lefty Kyle Bird takes over for starter Elias. He inherits Sky Bolt at second. Matt Davidson swings and misses strike one. Davidson's homer twice in this game. A two-run homer in the first, a solo homer leading off the sixth, both against Elias, so giving him 29 homers for the year. He faced Bird 3 nights ago in the opener, and Bird struck him out. Bolt at second, Bird the lefty, looks there, comes to Davidson, breaking ball, big swing and a miss, and it is 0-2 on Matt Davidson. Number 35, left-hander Kyle Bird, 6'3", 220 pounds, 29 years old from Orange Park, Florida, pitched in Japan last year. Or Hiroshima. 0-2. That's foul back on the ground. Breaking ball at 80 miles an hour. Davidson fighting it off. 8 runs, 9 hits. No errors for Las Vegas. Tacoma 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Bolt just hit his 6th double of the year. RBI's 19 and 20 in only 17 games. Not a bad pace in the RBI department. Bird is 5-1, a 6.91 ERA. This is his 40th appearance for Tacoma, all out of the bullpen. Fastball a little inside at 90, 1-2. So that's where Bird was last year, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp in the Japanese Major Leagues. In 2019, he was in the Texas Rangers organization, had big league time with them. 1-2 pitch. Davidson swings and misses at a slow breaking ball away at 78, and that finishes the inning. But the Aviators add to their lead. 2 walks and a 2-run, 2-out double by Sky Bolt. So 2 runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of 7, Las Vegas 8 and Tacoma 2.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Finley Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when are the commercials going to say, talk to Jacob Taylor, the real estate guy?
Son, as soon as you're paying all the bills, it can say whatever you want.
All right, that's fair.
Jacob, do you know we charge no fees, no cost, and no money out of pocket for sellers until their home sells?
Yes, sir. We do all repairs, all the marketing, and giving sellers cash advances if needed to get the highest price possible for your home.
Plus, buying ugly and distressed properties within 5 days.
Over 7,000 homes sold, 28 years of experience, and the number one brand in Nevada.
The Real Estate Guy.
So call the Real Estate Guys today.
702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
Welcome back. We go to the eighth inning, 8-2 Aviators. Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. To the eighth inning we go. Jake LeMoyne's second inning of relief work. He worked a 1-2-3 seventh. Line drive, base hit to center, and a first pitch fastball by Derek Hill. Bolt scoops it up, gets it in. Hill now 1-for-3. It's the first hit off LeMoyne. Hit number 5 of the night for the Rainiers. Forrest Wall, 0-for-3. Leadoff man is grounded to second and grounded a short against Romero. And then had a hit and an RBI taken away from him facing Aaron Brown in the fifth. Batting with Zach Green at third and two down. A little looper in the shallow center. And Sky Bolt went racing in. Made a really nice catch on the dead run in shallow center field. LeMoyne. Stretching at first base is Hill, short lead. And the off-speed pitch down and away, ball 1-0. This date in baseball history, 1914. Throw to first, and back in there is Hill. All right, 1914, the Yankees hired a new manager. They hired shortstop Roger Peckinpah to replace Frank Chance as the team's manager. What made that interesting? Roger Peckinpah was 23 years old. The pitch is a strike, 1-1. You can really pull a string on your friends with that trivia. Who's the youngest person to manage the Yankees? One ball and one strike. Wall waiting, and the look. LeMoyne set and delivers. Fastball, maybe low, close, 2-1 at 90 miles an hour. I mean, he only lasted 20 games. I mean, after all, it was this point, September, so they ended 10-10 under Peckinpah, finishing in sixth place. But that was before the Yankees got really good. Here's the 2-1 now. Go to first base, and Derek Hill back in there. That was the year that the Boston Red Sox featured a rookie left-handed pitcher by the name of Babe Ruth. 2-1, Wall waiting. Hill at first with Davidson anchoring the bag there. Running up to bunt is Wall, and he takes low, 3-1. They've challenged that pitch. Aviators thought it was a strike. It was called a ball to make the count 3-1. So now we're checking out the graphic on the challenge, and the pitch was a strike. So it's not 3-1, it is 2-2. 100 years ago today, 1922, a very entertaining, if that's the right word, certainly ugly brawl between the Giants and the Reds. I'll tell you about that. It was the way it happened was kind of different. Breaking ball, bounding ball to second. Mondu charges, turns, fires to second for the force out. Good play by Mondu to get the lead man. That is a 4-6 fielder's choice. Wall safe at first. Hill out at second. One out in the eighth inning. Las Vegas leading 8-2. And the rehabbing Dylan Moore, who has singled, stolen a base, and scored, grounded out, and struck out coming up. What happened was the Reds hit a Cuban pitcher, Adolfo Luque. And he was hearing a lot of heckling from the New York Giants dugout. And he was a pitcher. Luque was a pitcher for the Reds. And they were yelling all kinds of things at him. Ball takes his lead. LeMoyne delivers. And a pitch is a strike, 0-1. And he became so angered, he threw down his glove and he bolted into the Giants dugout. Hello. He punched Casey Stengel in the jaw. Casey was a
an outfielder back then, not manager yet. And the police got involved. There's a grumble to the third baseline. Grabbed by McDonald, who fires across to first in time. Excellent play by Mickey McDonald. You mean to tell me he's an outfielder? What a play that was. Sharply hit ball down the line, and Mickey short hopped it about two steps from the line and made a good throw to Davidson. Really a nice play. Wall takes second, and the batter, Cade Marlowe, struck out twice, walked, stole two bases, and scored. Anyway, the police were trying to prevent the Polo Grounds overflow crowd from rioting. Quite a scene. Here now is Cade Marlowe. The pitch from LeMoyne. Fastball line to right center. That's right between Bolt and Barrera, and it's in there for a base hit. Barrera picks it up, fires it towards second base. In with a double is Marlowe. His first hit for Tacoma since being called up from Arkansas. Wall scores, and that makes it 8-3 in favor of Las Vegas. And the batter will be Jared Kelnick, who has singled flat out to deep right and knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. Two outs. And the Aviators have Kolarik throwing for the second time in the bullpen now. Left-hander. Pitch is in the dirt. Ball one. 1-0 on Kelnick. 290, 17 homers, 61 batted in. But he's hitting over 450 against Vegas pitching with his 1-for-2 so far tonight. 1-0 on Kelnick. Kelnick out of Waukesha, Wisconsin. Bat resting on his left shoulder. LeMoyne checks his runner at second. Now comes to his hitter. And is a good slider. Swung on and missed. One ball and one strike is the count. One run in, one man on, two men out. LeMoyne trying to put the finishing touches on his second inning of work tonight. Here's the 1-1. Slider in there for a strike. Good pitch. Took something off at 82. 1-2 on Kelnick. Jonathan Villar on deck. Now they're going to challenge. The Rainiers felt the pitch was not a strike. For the moment, it's a strike to make it 1-2. But we're going to get a challenge now, and pitch was, in fact, low. So Tacoma wins that challenge. Instead of 1-2, the call being overturned, it's two balls and one strike on Kelnick. Two and one. LeMoyne bends at the waist, okays the sign of Taylor. Marlowe at second, the pitch. That slider bends in there for a strike. Same type of pitch. 2-2 to Kelnick. Again, 82 miles an hour. Kelnick back in. First base coach is one of the longtime big leaguers, Mike Cameron. Here's the pitch. Outside, 3-2 on Kelnick. If you look up his playing record, it's not a question of who did Mike Cameron play for. It's a question of who he did not play for. He was all over the place. But you last 17 years, got something going for you. Mike Cameron had a good career. Here's the 3-2 to Kelnick. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's really good pitching by LeMoyne. He set him up with some low 80s breaking balls and elevated a 91-mile-an-hour fastball and got him to chase it. One run on two hits, no errors, and one man left. To the bottom of the eighth inning, Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 3.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Aviator One, suited up in my Iron Man uniform.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are in superhero mode as we battle the Tacoma Rainiers, the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. On Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free women's purse, courtesy of Pulte Homes. Then, on Saturday, it's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. Get a free Marvel comic book with a custom Aviators cover, only available at the game. A noon game on Sunday finishes out the weekend. Get your tickets now at AviatorsLV.com.
Welcome back. We're now at the bottom of the eighth inning. Las Vegas leading 8-3. Kyle Bird came in to relieve starter Roenis Elias, who threw a whopping 111 pitches. No Aviator has thrown that many pitches this year. And no one facing the Aviators has thrown that many. That's the most against them, too. Elias, 111. First pitch of the eighth inning hits Bo Taylor's a breaking ball. Upper part of the right arm. Near the shoulders where he got it. No, a little lower, a little above the elbow is where he got it. So, Bird came in and struck out Davidson to finish the seventh for Elias. Elias, 6 2/3, charged at 8 runs earned on 9 hits. 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Once again, 111 pitches, 78 strikes. Bird facing Kevin Smith, who's 1 for 3 with a pop fly single down the right field line. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1. This date in 1952. Let's get the PCL a little love, as they say. Sacramento manager, former Major League All-Star second baseman, Joe Gordon. They're playing. The Sacramento team was playing a doubleheader. Gordon was the manager. He pinch hit. He sent himself up as a pinch hitter in game one, and he homered. Line drive, base hit to left by Smith on a breaking ball. Hill gets it back in. Taylor to second. And Smith continues to hit well, 2 for 4 in this game. Nate Mondu coming up. So then in the second game, Gordon sent himself up as a pinch hitter again, and he hit a grand slam. And Sacramento won that game 4-1. Guarantee you no reporter said after the game, well, why did you send yourself up to pinch hit? Here now is Mondu, 0 for 2 with a run-scoring fly ball. 10 hits for the Aviators. And then the pitch down and away, ball one, 1-0. This date in 1931 at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, Barons starter Ray Caldwell outdueled Dizzy Dean to beat the Texas League's Houston Buffaloes, at that time a Cardinal farm team, 1-0. As a drive hit to left, Derek Hill moves in to make the catch. And Mondu hits a lot of balls the opposite way, and that time Hill's able to grab it, one out with first and second. The batter, Barrera, who was 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. That was game one of the Dixie Series in 1931. Caldwell was 43 years old, won 19 games that year. The Southern Association. And Matt Nevert is still with us. Matt, you spent some time in Birmingham, and I've been to Rickwood Field, too, built in 1910. What a great historic place that is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is even older than Fenway Park, and they still play one game a year there. They call it the Rickwood Classic, throwback jerseys. Mm-hmm. Everybody wears throwback gear in the press box even. It's a lot of fun.
Here's Barrera. He takes outside, ball one, 1-0.
They even go sans PA announcements. They go old school in every sense of the word. They've got a PA announcer on top of the dugout with a megaphone. Of course, no electronics. He's just shouting through a cheerleader-type cone for everybody to hear.
It's such a special place. Pitch up and in, and Barrera moving back out of the way. It is 2-0, and I just walking on the field, there was nobody there. My friend, who's a season ticket holder for the Barons, took me there. And just standing on the same mound where Cy Young and Walter Johnson were and all the great Negro League guys, Birmingham Black Barons. Willie Mays played for them as a teenager. Pitches a strike, 2-1.
That was one of the best Negro League teams historically. But the Rickwood Classic is just so cool because, you know, you've got throwback nights at ballparks, but you've got all the amenities. You've got everything the same. They go as true throwback as any team I've seen in minor league baseball.
Here's a 2-1 to Barrera. Bird checks his runners and delivers, and a fastball's a strike. 2-2, 8-3 Las Vegas in the bottom of the eighth inning. They've challenged that last pitch. But what a great event. That's just outstanding that they do that, a throwback night like that. Of course, if you really don't want to get serious, you'll sell hot dogs for 5 cents. But they're not going to do that. They're not going back to 1910 prices.
They're going to throw back everything except the price points.
That's right. Challenge, the pitch ends up being a ball, so the count is 3-1 on Barrera. Taylor at second, Kevin Smith at first. Bird, tall lefty, set. And the 3-1 to Luis Barrera. Chopper foul into the first base dugout. A couple of guys go bailing out of that front row seat over there by the railing. 3-2. Full count with one out. And the look by Bird. The 3-2 again to Barrera. Fastball inside, a ball four. So a hit batsman, a single, a flyout and a walk, and the Aviators are threatening with the bases loaded. One out for Mickey McDonald, who's 0-for-3 with a ground out and two strikeouts. I was with the Giants AAA team in Phoenix about the mid-90s. And former Yankee and Pirates pitcher Brian Fisher was starting a game for Phoenix. And it was a throwback day, but they had these old baggy uniforms. It was like into the biz bag. You could have fit two Brian Fishers into the uniform he was wearing. He was the starting pitcher. The old style caps and everything. There's a ball hit on the ground to short. Moore goes to second for one. On to first base, safe. Because of Mickey McDonald's speed, they avoid the double play. And Taylor scores to make it 9-3. And Mickey earned that RBI by racing up the line. And that's that. So Smith advances to third. Taylor scores. And that's 6-4 fielder's choice. Barrera out at second. Mickey safe at first. Two outs for Capel. 2-for-4 with two singles. Stolen base. And a run scored. And the first pitch of the game, Brian Fisher, as a tip of the cap to this being a throwback, he wound up and he reared his arm back and made a circular motion. It's like a guy from the 1890s. Fastball's a strike and the count is 0-1. Connor Capel. Going up against Bird. Now, when Tacoma bats in the ninth, and it looks like they may see Kolarik, it'll be VR, Morgan, and Green. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. 0-2 on Connor Capel. Runners at the corners. And the look and the 0-2. Capel swings and foul tips at the plate. Got a little tiny bit of it to stay alive. So McDonald at first. Smith at third. And we'll get it all squared away again. Diaz is on deck. Bird in game one. Where Justice Sheffield started against Zach Logue. And Tacoma 1-8-7. He went two innings, allowed three runs earned on four hits. Capel lined out to right the one time he faced him. There's a pop-up near second base. The shortstop, Dylan Moore, makes the catch, and that will complete the inning. And the Aviators add a run in the eighth inning on one base hit, no errors, and two men left on base. To the ninth inning, the score, Las Vegas 9 and Tacoma 3.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
You know, friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Ninth inning, last call for the Rainiers. The Aviators have hit well, they've fielded well, and the last-minute call-up by Jared Koenig didn't faze the members of the bullpen who've carried the load into the ninth inning. Three good innings for starter Miguel Romero. Three good innings for Aaron Brown, his longest outing of the year. Jake LeMoyne goes two innings, gives up a run earned on two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. And they want Adam Kolarik to get the last three outs. Standing in his way, Jonathan Villar, Josh Morgan, and then Zach Green. 33-year-old Adam Kolarik, the elder statesman of this club, delivers. And a fastball foul back, strike one, nothing in one. Kolarik, native of Baltimore, big league time with Tampa and the Los Angeles Dodgers, 1-2, and the Oakland A's, of course, 32 games this year, 5.55 ERA over 35 and two-thirds innings. Kolarik. Here's the 0-1 to VR, switch hitter batting right-handed. Here's a bounding ball to third, easy chance for Mickey, reaches down around his knees to pick it off and fires it over to Davidson. One out, VR. Now 1-for-4 with an RBI double and three ground outs. And here's Morgan. Struck out twice and grounded out to third. Last at bat against Jake LeMoyne. Kolarik worked in game two. Check that, game one, 8-7 victory for Tacoma. He worked an inning and two-thirds, no runs and a hit. Now he's working again. The one hit he gave up was a bunt single to Derek Hill. 9-3 Las Vegas. We are in the top of the ninth inning. Kolarik wearing 56. Left-hander set. Has this sign from Bo Taylor. Here he comes. Sinker in for a strike. 90 miles an hour. Outside corner. 0-1. On this date in 1972, Phillies rookie third baseman Mike Schmidt hit his first career home run. The first of 548 for Michael Jack Schmidt in his 18-year career with the Phillies. Pitches outside. 1-1, but Schmidt's rookie year, you know, he's taking over for a pretty good third baseman, Don Money, who was an all-star. He only hit 196, and there were some people in Philadelphia who were a little like, get this guy out of here. Well, the rest is history. Pitch foul back off to the right, and it is a 1-2 count on Josh Morgan now. Patience is a virtue, no question about that. 1975 on this date, Rennie Stender of the Pirates, 7-for-7. How about that? That's a 9-inning game, too. Breaking ball down and in. Ball two. 2-2. He tied a big league record. It was established in 1892. In fact, he had two hits in an inning twice in a game. First inning and the fifth inning. And the Bucks, Pirates beat the Cubs at Wrigley 22-0. How about that? Here's the 2-2. That's line foul to the right. Still two balls and two strikes. By the way, that was in 1975, but it was the most one-sided shutout in the big league since 1900. Now the 2-2 to Josh Morgan. Kolarik uncoils, and here he comes. Chopper over Kolarik's head. Mondu is right there to grab it. Fire on the first base, and he gets him. Two down. Batter Zach Green. Mondu's been busy. That's his sixth assist of this game. Here's Green. Grounded a second. Walked and stole a base. And then struck out against Jake LeMoyne. So Kolarik, so far only eight pitches. And he's going to go head-to-head with Green, with the Aviators leading 9-3 with two outs in the ninth inning. Sinker's outside, ball one, 1-0. Here's the look in the 1-0 pitch to Green. Ground ball to short to his left is Smith. He has it behind the bag, juggles momentarily to recover, throws him out, and the Aviators with a convincing 9-3 win over the Tacoma Rainiers to get even in this series. 2-2 with two games left. And fans cheer. Aviators come out on the field to congratulate each other. I'll be back with the totals after this.
In Las Vegas, it is always on. We're talking Roman Coliseum meets Gridiron meets Field of Dreams meets Cold Ice meets Ultimate Fights meets Neon Lights. It's hat tricks and Hail Marys and dunks and pit stops. It's 8 seconds to glory and extra innings and go time and multiple overtimes. Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. What happens here only happens here. Learn more at visitlasvegas.com.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
All right, welcome back. You know, if you want to catch up on the latest Aviators news, don't miss the catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt and Everett for recaps of Aviators homestands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out the catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. Well, tonight, the Aviators get something they haven't had in a while, a relatively easy win. They cruise to a 9-3 victory to get even in the series and lift their record to 69-70 in the process. They do it with 9 runs on 10 hits and no errors, leaving 4. The Tacoma Rainiers are now 66-73 on the year. And for the Rainiers, they finish the game with 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors, leaving 4 on base, and the Aviators have now won 14 out of 22 in head-to-head meetings against Tacoma with 2 games left in this series. The winning pitcher, now the winningest pitcher on the Aviators staff, Aaron Brown with 7 relief wins, 7-4. Jared Koenig, the leader among starters with 6, but he's in the big leagues now. And so Brown goes to 7-4. The loss for Roynes Elias, the starter for Tacoma, now 2-3 on the year. Matt Davidson hit 2 home runs, got 29 now. Jordan Diaz hit his 5th for the Aviators in this ball game. and the Tacoma Rainiers went without a home run for tonight. A crowd of 7,817 paid to see it. 2 hours, 25 minutes on the time. And on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll recap the game and give you an update on all the scores coming up after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
On the south side, we got 6 poly panels. And please, make sure they're flush.
Kwame is converting everyone on the block to solar power.
Please get a crew to wrap up 202 South Wayne.
He needs more certified installers before the sun sets on his business boom.
Well, let's pick up the pace. We got a long day.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Aviators win this one. Tacoma got a run in the top of the first inning against Miguel Romero, but Romero, everybody pitched well as the Aviators were pressed to put together a bullpen day with the last-minute call-up of Jared Koenig to Oakland because of the injury to left-handed reliever Sam Moll. But the Aviators rose to the occasion. 3 innings for Romero, a season-high 41 pitches for him, a season-high 3 innings for Aaron Brown. Lemoyne chipped in with 2 innings, and Kolarik got the last 3 outs. And for Kolarik, I mean, he only threw 10 pitches, so the Aviators have another bullpen day tomorrow. And, you know, Kolarik is the one guy out of the 4 who pitched tonight who might very well be available tomorrow because he only threw 10 pitches. We'll see. But you know, you get to this stage where the Aviators right now, with the promotion of Koenig to Oakland, they really only have 2 bona fide starters. So you're going to have a lot of taxing of the bullpen. But they've got 2 games left in this series at Tacoma before they get a day off, and then Reno will hit town after that. Anyway, the Aviators got in gear in the bottom of the first and a 2-run homer by Davidson. Then a 2-run home run by Jordan Diaz in the third off starter, Roenis Elias, the Cuban lefty, and the Aviators were off and running. They led 4-1. Sacrifice fly by Nate Mondu, knocking in Bo Taylor, who had doubled, got him another run in the fourth inning. Each team got a run in the sixth. The Aviator run on another Davidson home run, his 29th. And then Sky Bolt, a 2-out, 2-run double off the wall on the left in the seventh. And an RBI, thanks to the speed and hustle of Mickey McDonald. Ground ball to short in a double play situation, but Mickey's speed prevented the double play and enabled Bo Taylor to score. The Aviators just hit on all cylinders tonight with a convincing 9-3 victory here to even up the series at 2 games apiece. After this timeout, I'll come back and we'll get caught up on the scores next right after this.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No, just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Visit Best Mattress today to experience all the amazing new technological advances in mattresses. Advances like more support, regulated temperature, targeted pressure relief, antimicrobial fabrics. They can even help with snoring. You gotta see it to believe it. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now, get rollback pricing with savings up to $750 on Serta, Sealy, and Beautyrest mattresses. Quick delivery and easy financing too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friend. See store for details.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Hi, welcome back. Well, we continue now on the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard in the PCL. Reno beat Sacramento 9-2. So the Aviators remain 8 back in second place. 8 behind first place Reno. And Reno will be here for a 6-game series on Tuesday. But we'll see how the standings look at that point in time. Reno hasn't clinched yet, but they're getting closer. Salt Lake beat Sugar Land. That was an 8-2 final from Sugar Land. Over in the Eastern Division, El Paso in first place helped themselves with a 93-1 over Round Rock. It's still a close race between El Paso, Round Rock, and Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City kept pace with El Paso with a 12-9 slugfest victory in Albuquerque. And so that's how the scores around the Pacific Coast League shape up. Now we've got the Major League scores to give you. A couple of games are still underway. Eighth inning in Anaheim, the Angels lead Seattle 8-6. Eighth inning in San Francisco, the Dodgers lead the Giants 4-0. Giants only have 2 hits into the bottom of the eighth inning. Cubs beat the Rockies 2-1. Nationals over the Marlins 5-4. Toronto beat Baltimore 6-3. Red Sox top Kansas City 2-1. The Mets got by Pittsburgh 4-3. Texas over Tampa also 4-3. Yet another 4-3 game saw Cleveland defeat Minnesota. A lot of one-run games. Cleveland won this one 4-3. And in 10 innings, Detroit beat the White Sox 3-2. It was Atlanta over the Phillies. That was a 7-2 final. Houston blanked Oakland 5-0. Justin Verlander, 5 no-hit innings before coming out, lifting his record to 17-3, lowering his ERA to 1.78. And Adrian Martinez lost for Oakland. He's now 4-5. Brewers prevailed over the Yankees 7-6. Cardinals over the Reds in another one-run game, 6-5, and San Diego defeated Arizona by a score of 12-3. I'll be back with a little more from Las Vegas Ballpark next, right after this.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ballgame this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Welcome on back. Well, tomorrow it'll be game five of this six-game series. The teams have split now. The Tacoma won the first two games. The Aviators won last night and then tonight. And so tomorrow at 7:05 with a 6:50 pregame show, the Aviators will go with one of the top prospects in the Oakland system, hard-throwing Mason Miller. Again, but Miller is only supposed to pitch maybe three innings or so. That's all they want to cap him there. He's a hard thrower. He throws in the upper 90s. And my understanding is he's reached triple digits with that fastball at times. And he'll be opposed by left-hander Austin Warner, who's 5-2 with a 4.38 ERA. Having a solid year for Tacoma is Austin Warner. He was in the Cardinal farm system and spent parts of 3 years with Memphis at the AAA level, and now pitching in the Seattle organization for the first season of his career there. So that's Warner against Las Vegas righty Mason Miller, making his AAA debut. Looks like it's going to be an interesting matchup tomorrow. We hope you will join us. Certainly, we had a great crowd tonight and a beautiful night, over 7,800 here, and a possible sellout tomorrow. So hopefully you'll be here and check it out as Las Vegas takes on Tacoma, because after tomorrow's game, only seven more home games on the schedule. One with Tacoma here, the matinee Sunday at 12:05, the day off Monday, then Reno comes in for six, and that's it for the home schedule for 2022. Hope you'll make your plans and come out and join us. Want to thank Joe, my studio producer, for a terrific job handling everything back in the Lotus Studios. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until tomorrow night, for Matt Neverett, this is Russ Langer, wishing you all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin, where tonight Las Vegas defeated Tacoma 9-3. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Influenced this line a little bit. I thought it'd probably be double digits. It's not. It stayed at 9.5. It stayed below 10. I think the Rams can cover that. That doesn't mean they have to blow them out. Win by 10. It's as good as winning by 21. There's no style points in the NFL like there is in college football, where if you win by 7 and you should have won by 30, you're going to drop in the rankings. Take the Rams minus 9.5 in L.A., game number 2. Seattle and San Francisco to take on the 49ers. So much scrutiny on this game, obviously because of Trey Lance and all the conversation around him last week in a loss against the Bears. This week, in terms of the Jimmy Garoppolo watch, which is apparently in some people's minds already begun. George Kittle is questionable, and I think that puts the under back in play. I don't think even with a healthy George Kittle, I'd feel comfortable with the number of points that are going to be scored in this game. We saw what Geno Smith and Seattle are in their nail-biting win over the Broncos. They were fun to watch in the first half and abysmal offensively in the second half. And that's what you're going to get with Geno Smith. Road game in Santa Clara. 40.5, I think, is the lowest number on the board this week for a total. And I feel comfortable that this game still winds up going under that 40.5.